Blog Talk Radio.
Ayo B, what up, A? What we want them to say. Woo!
Definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Happy goddamn New Year. How you doing? We are back on air. I hope everybody New Year was fantastic. Mine was really, really great. It is actually 2010. And it is a new year. So whatever you've done in the past years that was not right, don't do it in 2010. Try to make some good life in 2010. All your mistakes you made in 2009. Moving on. Okay. Got it. Good. Well, baby, I know it's a lot that went on this past weekend, honey. Oh, let me see. They said my phone is low. I hope they can hear me better. Yeah, I know there's a lot going on this weekend, from balls and drama and all kind of things. But I am going to say big ups to one little girl that served a lot of girls' pussies this weekend. The little runway diva from Jersey. I heard she came to the building in New Jersey and wore it loose this day. Took that $500 from the Butch Queens and the Fem Queens or whoever, everybody that night, It said, bye bye, girly. I know that's right. Well, baby, I think the topic is about her today. And I love that little girl. That little girl is everything to me. But I heard they are calling in about the topic of her. So we will see, though. I don't know. But, yeah, I am so excited because this new year, and so far everything is going good for me. So I can't really argue. And I'm really waiting for the 10,000 just to see who's going to destroy for the 10,000. And what I really love about it is not only the Vogue. I want to see everybody's outfits. I want to see how they do this. I want to see their presentations and all of that. So I just want to see how they break this down. It should be really, really, really cute. So that's what I definitely really, really want to see. So it should be really fantastic. Last Wednesday was the Kiki House Ball for the mini balls. Here in Atlanta, we had our first Kiki Ball. And the House of Addiction won. The House of Addiction won more categories than anybody, so they took the money home. So big ups to the House of Addiction. That's right. They served. How do you do it? So, yeah, we're definitely going to do that again, and it's coming real soon. I don't know exactly what Wednesday, but I will definitely let y'all know. We can do that one more time for the best Kiki House to see who's going to take the money home. Last one, it was real cute. This one now, they got the feel of it and how it goes, just like a regular ball, but they got the feel of it. So we'll definitely see who would win the 500 at the Kiki Ball. So that should be really something to see. So I want to definitely, before we go straight into, because, you know, I want to get to basically the radio and talk to people about this whole weekend and my little girlfriend that walks runway. So I just want to hear everything basically that everybody got to say about her and everything else that's going on. And things, and then I got emailed a list of icons to be or icons. You know, that's a topic to me right there. What are the qualifications to be an icon? We already know the qualifications to be a star, a statement, and a legend because it follows each other. You know, to me, I mean, some people put statement before star, but I think that's dumb, but that's them. But star to me is basically someone that's just hitting the ballroom scene and walking. A statement is someone that is basically making their name slowly in different cities. Legend is you hit all cities and you're a legend. Icon. It don't have anything to do with years. Why do everybody think, oh, if I could be out for 15 to 20 years, I should be a fucking icon? And it's the same with legend, too. All of this shit, like, really kills me. It's like, what the hell? It's like, whatever. Because that's a fool. That's basically what we're going to talk about, too. So if anybody, please, call in. Because I want to know, what do people feel is the definition of an icon? And I'm going to give my definition of an icon. And I think my definition of icon, I think a lot of people would agree with me more, and we'll see who would really agree with me and who don't. And if you don't, stand just, you know, stand who you are and don't agree. Don't agree because I agree. Agree because you're the man or woman that, you know, that does what you feel in your heart. Because it goes for legends, too. It's like when one legend stand there and you can see exactly what they did, the next legend going to stand there and they didn't do anything, that's like a slap in the face to a legend. Same with the statement. This statement is going everywhere, eating it fiercely, and this other statement ain't doing a motherfucking thing. Same shit. You know what I mean? So definitely call in of all the topics. So the topic is about legends, icons, stars, and statements, and definitely the runway diva, straight from Jersey, the little cut, because she's sitting. So definitely let's go straight to New York City to the legendary East Coast Mother Kelly and see what's going on her type of town. How you doing?
And Put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To be real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
Hello. What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. I'm just sitting here and I'm relaxing. I just want to say hi to everybody that's on the phone lines, to my 35 girls that's in the chat room, honey. And I want to give a big shout out to the newly crowned legend, Devana Jordan. How you doing?
I love that little girl.
Yes.
I'm the one of the type where if you are a power hitter from any kind of aspect, it could be from face, it could be, when I mean a power hitter, not a bitch that just can just walk and get tens or win a little bit, a bitch that is reckoned with, a bitch that is solid, a bitch that can't be sat down from a little bitch or a tall bitch or a fat bitch, then I love you. You get my attention. I don't give a fuck who you are, and she's definitely one of them.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing? Yes, she is definitely one, bitch. She came out there, and it was about 15 to 20 girls, and she played with every bitch in her dollhouse, we're saying. And then some of the legends that came out didn't come back out because they didn't want to get slayed, you know? So, but she definitely played with every bitch, and she walked up and down that runway on Saturday, and she whirled the tour with them. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to Mariah, legendary mother Mariah Revlon. Her ball was definitely a success. It was definitely packed. You know, we're getting more into Mariah ball, but we got to start with First Fridays first in Philadelphia. How you doing, Philly? Miss Feminine Destruction, and I don't know this other child that came out, Miss Thing, was voguing down, honey. I don't know the other child name that came out. They was voguing down, Miss Thing. And the other child, they were smacking each other in the face and grabbing the other's hair and shit, Miss Thing. And then the other child, I don't know her name, Miss Thing, she punched Miss Feminine Destruction in the face, honey, and it was a brawl, honey. It was just so much going on at the Breakfast Club, honey. I had to go in the car and go to sleep. I didn't even stay for the rest of the war, honey. I was in the car asleep until Jack and Kool-Aid finished doing what they was doing, honey. But it was definitely a cute crowd. The girls was out. It was packed. The Prestige was in the building. The Prodigies was in the building. The Cons was in the building. The Karans was in the building. The Misses was in the building. It was cute. The Icons was in the building. So big up to Philadelphia. Mother sees you. Yes. And then on to Saturday to Mariah ball. Mariah had a cute crowd at her ball on Saturday, honey. The girls definitely came out. The Revlons was in the building. The Misses, the Icons, the Milans, the Cons. The girls came out and wore the twirl. Grand prize, Miss Devana, for runway. Grand prize to the Icons for performance, open to all. Grand prize to Father James Khan for realness. Icon for realness. And, you know, with some other kids that walk some other categories. But I don't know who they are, so. But Grand prize to y'all, too. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes. Oh, and grand prize to my daughter, Baby Kelly Mizrahi, Miss Thing, for beating that butch queen ass outside the function, for snatching her wig off. How you doing, daughter? Mother sees you. So, yes, how was your weekend? That was my weekend rundown.
How was the weekend?
Yours.
Mine was fantastic. I just went to the club with my family house. You know, every New Year's Eve, we go to my family house and spend it over there and eat and everything. And then we go back the next day and eat again and go to the clubs and stuff like that. Friday night at the club was phenomenal. Saturday was okay, but it was cute.
Yes, honey. The hot boy party was definitely hot for New Year's Eve, honey. Then I left there about 5:36 and went to Esquilita's and stayed there until about 9 in the morning. Then came home and had an after party at my house until 2 in the afternoon. It was cute. But I definitely do, before I definitely actually really get into the show, I definitely got to send my condolences out to the legendary Susan Mizrahi for her son passing this past week, and the killer was definitely arrested. I got that from Susan. So he's in jail, and he's going to be in jail for the rest of his life. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes, honey. So, it was just a messy weekend, honey. Child. Oh, yeah, and I forget. We wasn't on Thursday. Well, the tea that I get, hold on, let me open up my screen, honey. Let me open up my screen, honey. You know I'm a gossiping girl, honey. So, girls, get ready. The tea I get was that Mark 007, ex-con, was at the club this Thursday, honey, and the cons was after him, and they was going to get him, Miss Thing, and he was in the club and did not come out the club and had to get police escorts to get out the club, Miss Thing, because the cons was waiting to let him know they was definitely confident about whooping his motherfucking ass. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes. So, yeah, it was a mess, honey, you know. And so, and then, you know, the other cons that left, Miss Thing, they're going to be debuting their new house coming at the Milan Ball, the House of Belladonna, honey. And then Kai's going to be debuting his house of Iman. How you doing? Yeah, you know mother gets the tea and mother gets the beats, honey. And the Balenciagas, honey, the Balenciagas are reading down, honey, mistake. They said, Kai, keep your mitts off their children, mistake. They're not going anywhere.
Ooh.
Yes. Excuse me, the House of Epic. Excuse me, sorry, the House of Epic is the name of Kai's house. Epic and Belladora. How you doing?
The House of Belladora.
Yes.
The House of Belladora ain't new.
Well, that's the name that I get that they were supposed to be doing, honey. So I don't know.
They had the House of Belladora down here.
Oh, well. I guess the girls are snatching the name again, honey.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, yes. And to all you girls that's in the chat room, please don't be promoting anything in the chat room, because if you promote anything in the chat room, you will definitely be blocked by Blog Talk. Okay. Yes. Chill. Yeah, honey. And definitely do go support Mike Q and his After Hour Beat session that he has on Sunday, honey. Support him. How you doing? Oh, so, I don't know. It's just been a lot going on this weekend, honey. A lot of fights and everything, honey. The girls have been tearing it down all weekend long, honey. The girls is bringing 2000 in with a bang. 2010 in with a bang.
Okay.
Thank you, Nicki Minaj. You like my blonde, honey? I love being blonde, honey. I feel so legally blonde when I'm blonde. You know, I was blonde this weekend at the function. I was black on Saturday. I was short and black and blonde on Wednesday. I was long and black on Saturday. I mean, on Friday, and I was long and blonde on Sunday, honey. And I'm going to be red this weekend at Splash. Yeah. So what's your E?
Shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, let's see what Whoopi has in entertainment report. Miss Ebony, are you there? I'm waiting for Miss Ebony to get to me. Hold on. I think she's calling from a 201 number. Hold on, let me get my cell phone.
Seven, that was on me. I had to pick. Yeah, hello.
Hey, Audrey, hold on. I'm trying to get the number that Whoopi's calling from, because you know her cell phone blacked out on her. So I'm trying to get the number she's calling from. Hold on.
Hold on 1 minute. That's the number that Miss Whoopi's calling from. Can you hear me?
Walk, walk, fashion, baby, work it, move that bitch crazy. Walk, walk, fashion, baby, work it, move that bitch crazy. Walk, walk, fashion, baby, work it, move that bitch crazy. Walk, walk, fashion, baby, work it, I'm a free bitch, baby. How?
Hey. What's up? Happy New Year's, everybody. Happy New Year. Hello?
Yes, we're here. What's your tea, girl?
Girl, I got some scandals going on over here, girl.
Why are they thinking Usher's gay, bitch?
Oh?
They said Usher was walking hand in hand with the male companion.
That's hot.
This, okay. We got Usher coming through. Oh, I'm just so sleepy trying to catch up from all this partying we've been doing.
Oh, I know what you mean, bitch.
We definitely party, bitch. We party like rock stars.
Okay, bitch. I would have thought I was a rock star, bitch. I'm so drained. How did you spend your New Year's, Andre?
It was fantastic. I always spend it with my family first to bring the New Year in. And then I party too after that. So that's basically how. And then the New Year's Day, I go over there again and eat. And then I party again. So that's how I spent it.
Oh, that's hot. Bitch, get into this. Why Fantasia had a married boyfriend, bitch, and he dumped her and went back to his wife and kids?
I know that's right. He just wanted some real fast pussy.
Okay. Bitch. Anyhow, Rihanna has a new boyfriend. They were in Mexico making out.
Oh, what, Rihanna? I hope this one don't beat her.
Child, she let this one beat her. She's a fool. Yes. P. Diddy has a skin complex. He doesn't like being surrounded by black women.
That doesn't sound like a skin complex. That sounds like a racist complex.
Child, they said skin complex, but that's what got to me. Miss Mary J. Blige's husband, Kendu, has been creeping around when the girls is on their label.
Wow.
And Mary J. Blige, bitch, is furious. She just doesn't see it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, Ciara was out with 50 Cent at a club for New Year's. And Lamar Odom made Khloe Kardashian sign the prenup. And the house that they bought together doesn't even have her name on the lease. It's only his name.
Wow, so that's that thing. Yeah, that's his house, honey.
He's kind of smart. I would have did it, too.
So shit. Well, she got her own money. She don't need that.
Chow. So anyhow, let's get this whole shit started. Let's get these scandals going.
Oh, yes. We're definitely going to get the scandals and teas going, honey. I want the girls to call in, honey. And, you know, tell me about their New Year's, honey, and what they did for New Year's, and do they have any recaps? There
Girl,
will be no reading
birthday.
In my at all chat room, Milan.
And I want to say happy birthday to my father, Tony Revlon.
Oh, congrats.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Honey. You motherfucking nasty bitches in that chat room, honey. Y'all need to keep it motherfucking cute, Miss Thang. If I read you motherfucking bitches, honey. You nasty bitches, you know who you are that's trying it. Don't make y'all be the first bitches to get red for 2000 and motherfucking 10 and get blocked the fuck off this motherfucking show. You nasty motherfucking crickets.
Oh, who you talking about, mother?
Bitch, these bitches know who the fuck they are, bitch. If you don't like what the fuck is being said on this motherfucking show or what information is given out on this show, bitch, go get your own motherfucking show and try to do better, bitch. You're not going to motherfucking last, faggot.
Oh, what did they say? Because I couldn't see the chat room. What's going on in there?
Bitch, honey, you girls can do whatever the fuck you want in your own motherfucking time and your own motherfucking show, bitch. You still will not accomplish what I accomplished, Miss Stang, honey. Girl, bitch. Lay down and die, bitch.
Oh. Harsh words for 2010 now.
Harsh words for 2000 and motherfucking 10, bitch. Everybody else that came and they have gone, bitch. And we're still here and we're not going any motherfucking where, bitch. Every motherfucking bitch can go and get their own motherfucking show, bitch, if they don't like what's being said or what's being broadcast on this motherfucking show and try to do better. But at the end of the motherfucking day, Ted the Chop is still going to be here and we're not going anywhere, bitch. Y'all can get a show at 11 from 11 to 1, bitch, and the girls are still going to tune in to me, bitch. I'm a household name. How you doing?
How you doing?
Okay. Keep it cute. How you doing, Shady P? What's T Shady P? I see Shady P's in the chat room. How you doing? Yes. But for all you girls, for all you girls that's on the phone lines, honey, and you want to come in and you want to tell me your New Year's resolution, if you have one, please feel free to definitely press 1 and come in and tell me your New Year's resolution or what club you smashed and wined and dined this weekend, honey. But don't forget to visit me at myspace.com/tenderschops, and the same thing for Twitter, /tenderschops. And you can definitely follow us. We give you all the latest gossip and all the latest dirt and everything, honey. And don't forget that Tender Chops with myself, Andre, and Jasmine is going to be presenting the Viewer's Choice Awards Ball coming in March. Categories and MySpace and locations and everything will be out soon. And don't forget, the first grand prize is out.
Ow.
It's the first mini, the first mini grand is out. And it's called The Rematch. How you doing?
The rematch.
The rematch, honey.
Mm.
Okay. So, at this time, Miss Ebony, do we have any callers? Let's see. I know we have some people out there that want to tell us their New Year's resolution or what they did for the New Year's, honey, or how they got full and stuff. In 5 minutes, honey. We're going to take calls at 11:30, honey. At 11:30, we're going to take calls. Because I know some girls out there that say that want to tell us their New Year's resolution and where they party that this day or if they beat a bitch ass this weekend, anything, honey. Oh, and I forgot the LaCroix was definitely in the building this weekend, and it was definitely in the building in Philadelphia. Big up to the L.A., L.A.C.I.I.A. How you doing? Yes.
What's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution, I got a couple of them. My New Year's resolution one is for bitches that come over to my house to say the fuck out my motherfucking bedroom. Two is for bitches to stop motherfucking popping up at my motherfucking house, bitch.
And then
they call me and I tell them they can come over to my house. Three was for me to be a treasure snatcher. But I'm not going to do that, honey. I got a nice piece of treasure already. Five is for me to take in. I already lost 80 pounds, Miss Day, for me to lose 160 more. And the fifth one is that any bitch that comes my way and try it, Miss Day,
man,
I might have to smack them. How you doing? Yes.
Yeah.
So, Andre, what's your New Year's resolution, Andre?
What's what?
What's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution, I have a few. But I'll tell you one. One of them is to gain 10 pounds, about 10 to 13 pounds.
Child, that's not going to happen.
In muscle, not in fat. You know. So I'm joining a gym. So that's definitely one of them.
Yes, Shady P, I'm trying to lose 160 more, honey. I'm going for a new look. Baby, let me tell you something. It has happened, honey. I have went from a size 26 down to a size motherfucking 20 in the last 3 motherfucking months. It's going to happen. How you doing?
If I can't gain 10, you can't lose 180.
Baby, you can't gain 10 because you don't eat.
I do eat more now.
You can't eat McDonald's. You can't eat McDonald's and Wendy's. The only way you're going to gain 10 pounds, you got to go move back to Miss Clark House. That's the only way you're going to gain 10 pounds. You need some stern home cooking.
Look at Wendy.
Honey, do Spider cook?
A little bit, yeah.
Where is Spider? Tell him I said hi.
He cook better than me. Spider home. He and, Chicago.
Spider probably listens to the show. How you doing, Spider?
Hey, Spider.
Miss Whoopi, what's your New Year's resolution?
Oh, my New Year's resolution is to get my coins up, bitch, so I can shake my pocketbook.
Oh, shit.
That bitch to get her coins up so she can shake her pocketbook.
Yes, bitch, honey. The girls have definitely shucked their motherfucking pocketbook, honey. The girls shake their pocketbook, Andre.
Oh. Oh, my New Year's resolution is to just leave 2009 into 2009 and move forward into 2010. You know, the best foot forward. That's it.
I know that's right, bitch.
Yes.
Honey. Oh, shit. Bitch, somebody just hit me up and said, Whoopi, your New Year's resolution is to have Buddha Balenciaga. Laugh out loud.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, my God, honey. Bitch. Oh, the girls is a kiki. The girls are a kiki, bitch.
What are they giving?
Yes.
Let me talk to this motherfucking chat room, bitch. I can see what they talking about.
The girls are definitely talking. Where's Mr. Cola? I want to know what she did for New Year. I know she's listening because she signed on Yahoo Message. Miss Nicole, you call in here right now. I want to know what you did for New Year's and what's your New Year's resolution. So call in, Nicole. I know you're listening on that computer. Pick up the phone and call in. Mother wants to know your resolution. How you doing, honey?
Al, Nicole, bring your black ass on the show, bitch.
Yes, I know she's listening, honey. But it's gonna be a cute night. The girls should be calling in, honey, and all types of things. Yes, she's listening. She just hit me up and said, "Laugh out loud." Yes, I want to know what you did for New Year. I see it says 2010 on your tag, honey, and they'll say I'm really your mother. So I know you was listening to the show, Miss Day. Call her here. We want to know what you did for New Year's with your daughter, honey, and what's your New Year's resolution? How you going?
Bring it on.
Yes, honey. But it was definitely cute. Definitely seeing some old faces out this weekend and out and about in the clubs and everything. It was really cute. Nicole said she prayed for the new year. I know that's right.
Wow.
Somebody in the chat room is pregnant.
What?
Somebody in the chat room is pregnant.
Bitch.
Oh, my God. Bitch. It is 63 girls in the chat room for the New Year's. Hey, Wanna Law just stepped up in the chat room. I see Sexy's in the chat room. I see Lollipops in the chat room. Ballroom Overseer. Legendary Wendy Williams. ATL is in the chat room. Curtis in the chat room. Blackjack from the Q View is in the chat room. DJ Mike Q. Cream of Nature. Conti. Face. Ebony Face Q. Yes, I see faces in the chat room. I see Fly Guys in the chat room. Honey, who else is in this chat room, honey? Gorgeous is in the chat room. Guest is in the chat room. It's a lot of girls in the chat room. How y'all doing, girls? I see you. Happy New Year. Hold on 1 minute. I have to have somebody move my car to the other side of the street. I'm on the wrong side of the street. Please hold. Talk for a minute to Andre Whoopi.
I know that's right.
Talk for a minute. I have to have them move my car to the other side of the street.
What you say?
Hello? Yeah. Anyhow, Tal. I'm over here, you know, just chilling. I just got into the chat room.
So I'm got into the chat room.
Yes.
I know yep. That's right. With 65 members.
Tal, hold on 1 second, Andre. Hold on. Hello, can I call you right? Can you call me right back, like in 10, 20 minutes?
I'm gonna fuck her up. Do y'all hear that? Everybody on the radio, do y'all hear that?
Somebody calling me. I don't know who the fuck they are, bitch.
I have to tell them.
Call me back, because I can't see nothing on my phone. It's a goddamn shame.
New Year's resolution.
A new phone.
Who actually proceed to do their New Year's resolution.
Hello?
No, hello. Bitch. It's in a fucking date, Nikki. Keep it cute, bitch. I know who you are.
Who would they say? What about a date?
They said it was a
dink
on the phone.
On what phone?
On my cell phone. I'm like, who is it? And I can't even see who it is.
Oh. Yeah, honey.
Barbara Walters, it wasn't a date, girl. What's up, Fly Guy?
She can't even see her. She can't even see her cell phone. Her cell phone is out of commission, honey.
Yes, it is. I can only get phone calls.
She can only receive phone calls. She can't see who's calling her. Her phone blacked out on her, honey. She had a blackout this weekend.
Goddamn shame.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, I see Miss Ebony's typing something. Is she typing to me a number? Let's see. Are you on speakerphone, baby? Get off speakerphone. My door's closed. My door's closed.
Hey, Slugger.
Yeah, My door's closed. Do I have a phone? Do I have a caller? Hold on, I have a caller for the new year. 804-641. You're on the air on the first show of 2010. How you doing, caller?
What's up, Kelly?
What's going
what's
on?
What's up, Andre? What's up? This is
hey, what's going on?
I want to send my condolences out to you know, Susan Miss Rahi. I'm from Virginia. She be in Virginia a lot or whatever. To her family or whatever, and my New Year's resolution is, like, leave messy-ass people alone, you know, like, stay away from all the bullshit and the drama. You know, get myself together, you know.
That's okay. Funny. I know that's right for that New Year's resolution.
Now.
Okay. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in with your New Year's resolution.
Love you, Susan. Love you, Susan.
Okay. Next caller, if we have one. My cataracts. 443-813. You're on the air on our first show of 2008. How are you
doing? When they first started, they say her son died.
Just listening.
Thank you for just listening. What's your New Year's resolution?
Stop cussing so much.
Okay.
I know that's my.
Thank you. Stop cussing so much. I know that's right. Thank you, caller. Next caller, if I have one. Oh, wait, before you get the next caller, get Miss Nicole on this line. Let me see what she's doing, Miss Ebony. Howdy. Yes, honey. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Milan was kicked out the chat room.
Oh, shit.
Because he was trying it again, so he has been kicked out the chat room, and he's blocked from the show, so we won't be seeing him in the chat room anymore unless he gets a new IP address. How you doing?
Hey, sis.
That was me.
I'm talking about Alana, bitch.
Oh, Alana just entered the chat room? Hi, Alana, yeah. What's going on? Yes.
Spider said, hey, Kelly.
Hey, Spider, Happy New Year's. Oh, this is Nicole.
Hello.
What's going on, sister?
Hi.
I know, that's spicy.
New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all the chat room, Cream of Nature, Trophy. I've been listening, watching them the whole time in the chat room. They are going off.
Okay.
What's going on? How have y'all partied like rock stars for the new year, I pray?
Bitch, we party like we were celebrities on Rodeo Drive, bitch.
I heard they told me about Mariah's ball, and they sent me the video of the fight. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you got a
video
of the fight?
I love you, Nicki Minaj. You know I love you. Oh, 11 inches. Hi. Sexy boy. Hey, Poppy. Ugh. Trophy. Miss Wendy Williams. They are in the chat room. Your chat room is packed, Kelly. Girl.
The girls are in the building.
Yes,
we got
I love all of y'all.
Users,
y'all are in there. Trophy, I love you so much. Y'all in the building. They are in the building. Cream of Nature, y'all in the building.
Ow.
I heard you talking about New Year's Revolution. I was sitting here and, where's Andre?
How you doing?
Hi, Spider. Happy New Year. How are y'all?
Yes,
what did y'all
homie.
Do for y'all New Year?
Well, we Spider left after New Year's. He did stay for New Year's, and then he left yesterday because he had to go to the family house because he wasn't over there for Christmas or New Year's. He was here. But we have been.
Okay.
He'll be back next week. Yeah.
Well, I had this thing, the 2010, right? Now, y'all do know the 10 is the number even. 10 is even, 5, 5. So I took my 2000 revolution and I changed it around this. We are even. Kelly, if I had a problem with you for the last 10 years, 2010 made us even. We made it. It's over. It's done. If anybody else still have animosity or problems, or, you know, they're upset, frustrated, going through things, something I may have said to them 3 years ago, don't speak to me for the next 10 years so that I won't have to encounter this thing all over for another decade. It's over. It's done. All your situations, all your problems, your financial dis, your headaches, what you were going through, your loneliness, it's over. It's 2010. We got a whole new another 10 years to look forward to. We don't need to go back no more. That's the way I looked at it.
I know that.
I have no problems with, I love all my exes. I, God bless them. I don't have a hurtful bone for nobody. I don't have no. And I would like for no one to have it for me. But in the event that they do, to the whole world, the whole gay community, don't speak to me for the next 10 years. And then maybe you will be over it 10 years later.
I know that's right, bitch. Work it out for that.
And that's all I got. I'm just going to keep on moving. And I got so, because you know, I got time for the negativity. You got so much things to do. There's so many improvement things that I'm going to be a psychologist. I don't know what y'all are. This rag queen is going to be a psychologist. So there's so many different things that I want to be doing and to be hating and be going through it and all the animosity we have in the ballroom scene. And that we, if you can't, back when we was doing it, Andre, going in there, when you didn't like someone, we took it to the floor, we hugged, we kissed, and we got off. When it's coming, when y'all fighting and y'all doing this, and if y'all fought, anytime you fought, you resolved the problem. Anytime you went to jail, you resolved the problem. You didn't walk away and felt like you didn't do anything. So if you resolved the problem, let it go. It's gone. It's done. You beat her, she beat you. It's over. It's 2010. We got a whole new 10 years to look forward to. Let's pray for that. That's over.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny.
Now, when we going to get this mess started, bitch? Because, you know, I've been waiting all motherfucking week for this shit, bitch.
Hold on. 347-891. You're on the air on our first show of 2010. How you doing, caller?
What's the motherfucking tea, Kelly?
What's the tea?
Hold on. Hello?
Yes, what's the E?
What's going on, bitch? I'm Sandra.
Hi. Oh, that's my daughter, Sandra, honey. Mother don't handle, oh. Mother Kelly, Miss Rahi don't handle no cash. My daughter Antandra handles all my cash.
Okay, baby. Well, I don't have no cash for you tonight, honey.
Oh. So what do you have to what do you have to say about anything? What's your New Year's resolution, Antandra?
To stay healthy like I am.
I love you too, Kim Prada.
For everybody to be safe and stuff like that. And you know, just live life, whatever, bitch, and you know, reach my goals and stuff like that. And just move on, bitch. Other than that, I'm fine. And any bitch that want to bring it, just bring it, honey. I'm here.
Mm. I know that's right.
Okay.
But that's about it, though, Kelly. Y'all have a good night. Just listening to the show and shit.
You do the same, too. Thank you. That's my
and you know what, Kelly? It's the 2010 for everybody, Andre. Y'all, well, we have Atlanta that's coming up, but we also have the Icon Ball, the 16th. You have a problem, you want to get over and done with it, take her and go to the floor. I would love to see that again.
Yeah, so cool. We have another caller, 609-656. You're on the air on the first show of 2010. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
What's going on, everybody?
Hello.
Hey. Okay, I got some stuff to say.
Okay.
But first, I want to tell y'all my New Year's resolution is to accept the shit I cannot change, and that's to be what everybody does. Accept the shit you can't change. If it's a lover who's been acting fucking stupid, kick his ass to the curb because he ain't going to change. 2010. It's time.
Oh, I know that's my bitch.
I like that. I like
that's
that.
That's my number one thing. My number two thing is the Mariah Revlon ball was so much fun to me. I haven't had that much fun at a ball in so long. And in the chat room, this is Lollipop for the people in the chat room. And I haven't had that much fun in a ball in a long time. Like, it was so much fun. And with that being said, Kelly, I did not know you can kick your leg that high.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could.
Yes, she could when it was big and fat, too. Even she had to fall on her back.
I really did. I gagged when I saw her leg go up that high. I said, bitch, I can't even do that shit.
Baby, I just done, honey. I caught wheel and everything. It's splitting everything back in my heydays, honey. You know, I just got older. I got arthritis now in the bones, honey. So, you know, I try to stay up off the floor as much as I can.
And one more thing I want to say before I get off the phone is, I really appreciate what James Icon did in the situation with Devonna. But the simple fact is, okay, she might not be a conventional legend to everybody. You know what I mean? Everybody who's been in the ballroom scene forever. But this young woman has done things that nobody in ballroom has done at that age. She's how old? That's not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how old she is. But at the same time, you know,
she's 9
about,
years old.
It's about the youth, about like right now. And people in the ballroom scene just get so old and so jaded. It's really about the youth. It's time to really step up and bring the younger generation in right. And I think he made a very, very, very good decision and point by doing that. And that's all I want to say. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year to the chat room. And I'm going to be in the chat room chilling. So don't kick me out. Don't kick me off the phone either.
Thank you for calling in. Next caller, we have one. She's 10 years old. Sorry.
All right, for a 10-year-old legend, y'all better eat it.
Yes. How you doing? Bitch. What do you think about the situation, Nicole?
I mean, what, her being legend at 10 years old? If that's what she does, if she worked at her way, and as much as I've seen her walk this runway, if a 10-year-old slayed you, a 10-year-old should be a legend. I don't understand the difference. Well, her age shouldn't matter, nor her height shouldn't matter, what she has brought to the situation. If she has slayed the legends time after time, Kelly, it is just only right to give her the recognition, if she was 5 years old, to give her the recognition that she deserved. People work hard, but and I hear the argument about all the people that have worked hard and they have been in the, like, you know, doing a lot of things for a long time, and how she comes and she get it. Well, you know, that's the same thing for Kelly. Favor ain't fair. Sometimes you just got to work a little bit harder, and next time you will be seen. There's nothing to take personal, nothing to drive yourself insane. You didn't get seen this time. Somebody will notice you next time, and what one person won't do, the next person will. So congratulations to her. I'm very happy. I think she deserves it.
Okay. 347-283. You're on the air on the first show of 2010.
Oh, God. Bubble butt.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Andre? Nicole, don't try it. Whoopi, what's good evening, Whoopi?
Hey, baby.
What's up? What do y'all just... I'm just sitting here with my daughter. She's crazy, y'all. Y'all she got a whole bunch of tea that she wanted to spill on this radio, but I don't know. I hit Andre up and asked him to she do it. He never hit me back.
Yes, put
her on the phone. She's on the phone. Hold on, but my New Year's resolution is to marry Whoopi. Where my daughter's name is Mother Info. Daughter.
Katie, your father, you need to call in. We can discuss this on air. Call in. I hear you, and I'm watching. Call in.
And I got to say, I love my father, James. He is just shit. Oh, my daughter's on the phone, Kelly. She right there. Her name, she called herself Mother Info.
Mother Info, spill the tea, Mother Info. What's the info?
Oh.
Hey, Kelly, what's the tea?
What's the
My New Year's resolution is to simply tipping and getting my life and making a bunch of coins. First of all, hello?
Yes, we're listening.
Okay, first of all, girl, let me get into Miss Doc Hill Khan, honey, and how she's going to get beat up by Miss Cassandra Ebony and Miss Shaw Ebony because she wants to fuck the girl's mans. And so, anyway, honey, the girls didn't, well, she didn't want to, they didn't want to fuck her, girl, because they found Miss Doc Hill Khan had A awards, girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the second tea I got is, bitch, how Miss Imani, Miss Rahi Torres, and Miss Pharrell LaCroix, honey, and Miss Little B. Aga ran like a chicken with his head cut off, girl. And that's her good girlfriend. Shade. And so let's get into overall mother Jason X. Escada. That's a reading itself. So anyway, girl, she's going to get kicked out of this little halfway house. She's running with Miss Rock Chanel, honey, and how they're sitting there, honey, and girl, Miss John August getting her meat sucked by the girls in that house, honey, and Miss Jason's coming out of her pockets with these coins, honey, and these girls are just going on and on and on and on and on. And see, the tease that I caught was Miss Rock Chanel said she called you, Miss Kelly, and cleared up her name in that little mess that she had with you and baby Kelly.
Oof.
That's not what I heard. So, anyway, like I said, my New Year's resolution is to keep simply tipping and make my life and get all my coins and, you know, just, hey, and that's it. Have a good New Year, girls. Bye.
Yes. the only girl shaking her pocketbook for 2009 and 2010.
I guess you said that, Whoopi. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yes.
And you better tell me who you shaking your purse for and how they look, because if you shaking it, it better be cute. Kim Prada, Kelly, you need to get Kim Prada number. She has a real point that she wants to make in this chat room, and I want her to get up on this phone.
Okay, well, Kim is usually on the phone line. Kim probably on the line. Kim, press one.
She said
come
he
in.
Can't get through. She couldn't get through. I need her to come on. Come on.
Kim, hit me up with a private message in the chat room. Hit me up with a private message. Send me your number, and I'll send it over to Miss Ebony to call you. Hit me up with a private message. 718-978. You're on the air on the first show of 2010. How you doing, caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here, so let's get the topic rolling.
Ooh. Ooh, father is here. Kim, send me your number. Father dreams a legend.
I did not know he was going to She did.
Right.
Kim is disagreeing with me in the room, and I just said, call Kim and father come busting through the phone. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Hi, father. How are you?
Hi, how are y'all? Happy New Year, Nicole. Happy New Year, Whoopi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Andre Kelly. I saw you Saturday, but Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
We got Kim. I think this might be Kim.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Shady. What's T?
What's up? This is Kelly.
Yes, this is. This is Kelly.
Hey.
This is Kelly.
Hey, what's up with Nicole? How you doing? Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa and all that other shit.
I'm right here, and father just managed to get on the phone, too. So now we can
hey,
hold on
father.
For a second. What's up?
How
what's
you
up,
doing,
Shady?
Father?
What's up? Hold on.
Okay, I'm going to say this real quick, and there's no shade to nobody or whatever. I live for that little girl. But what I'm saying is, I don't care if she sat down, Jesus and the damn disciples. She's 10 years old.
Hello?
You understand what I'm saying? She should get that when she's 16, 17, when she earned it. You feel me? It's like a gimmick with her because a lot of people that might want to really, like, go after her on the runway, they don't because she is, at the end of the day, a kid. She walks down. We'll never take that away from her. You understand what I'm saying? She walks down. For her to be 10 years old, she shouldn't even be in the air ballroom. Like I said, I'm bringing my 2-year-old granddaughter to walk women's face at the Icon ballroom since it's going to be like that. What is going on with the ballroom?
Yeah, yeah,
you feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
Where
right,
are we
well,
going
well,
with this?
Well,
where
are
we going with this?
Let me put a little enlightenment on it, okay?
Okay, baby.
Now, as far as the ballroom goes, there's never been an age limit, just like there's never been a gender bender with it. The ballroom has always been open, a forum open to anybody who felt that they had the talent as well as the determination and the courage to participate in any event that this is.
Mm-hmm.
All of us as young adults, not even young adults, as kids came out into this gay scene. Me at 15, some younger, some at 12, some at 11. It really doesn't matter. You understand what I'm saying? And not only is she at balls because she's 10 years old, she's at balls. She's not at balls just with a whole bunch of homosexuals. She's at the balls with her mother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So she has somebody there guiding her to do whatever she wants to do. Sure, somebody of our community introduced her to this light, and so be mm-hmm. it for her. Let's take it back even a couple of years before you even came out, Kim. Andre has mm-hmm. a nephew named Zandy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Zandy had been voguing since he was 5-7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And this is somebody who would come in sporadically. And I can remember one time Zandy voguing and breaking down the entire building. You know what I'm saying? So it's not an age limit on coming to the ballroom. If you got the talent and you got the determination, then by all means, we welcome everybody because at a point in time, we wasn't welcomed anywhere. You know what I mean? So we cannot shun anyone because of age, color, or creed. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not what we have created this or what we have followed what was created a long time ago on that note, okay? Now, I understand where you're coming from. Maybe she should wait till she's 16 or whatever like that. Why? You know what I'm saying? Once again, we don't put an age limit on when somebody has to be legendary. You know what I'm saying? Now, why me, myself, decided that night as I was standing there looking at her in awe of her, of how she was sitting everybody, and this goes for anybody that's listening and anybody that has an opinion about it, because like assholes, we all have opinions, and everybody can say what they want to say because It's an opinion. You understand what I'm saying? We disagree and agree to disagree. You know what I mean?
Right.
And this goes not just for her. This goes for anybody that holds that title of legendary. And as I'm sitting there and I'm watching her and I'm talking to the people around me, you know, I'm struck against her because it's like, you know, this little girl has the determination.
Hey, don't you think that was a legendary moment? You feel me?
Exactly. What she was doing was a legendary moment. And that's
right.
What engulfed me into it and to bring myself onto the runway and get ready. You are now legendary, okay? Because it's been times where people have been deemed legendary, you know? And I'll take it from my own house mother. She took 1 year and conquered Femme Queen Performance. At that 1993 awards ball, she didn't win New Vogue. She didn't win Vogue of the Year. She won Legendary Performance. You know what I'm saying? And then the next year, Sanaya won Legendary Performance. You know what I'm saying? So when people have had phenomenal moments into the ballroom, those are the moments that count for considering somebody to be legendary. Now, we always get on these radio shows on Walk For Me Wednesdays, and we complain and we talk about people being legendary and reading people for not being deserving legendary. Let's not take this from somebody who is well-deserving of the title of being legendary. You're talking about a person. I'm going to take the kid out of it. You're talking about a person who has came out at a ball. And ever since then, I had to recollect one the other day, maybe lost once or twice. This little girl has not been stopped, okay, by star statement. Wait a minute, hold on.
Kid and nobody want to hurt her feelings.
Listen, let me tell you something. If it's not a gimmick, well, okay, she's a kid. And let me tell you, she's a kid, and that's a gimmick. Just like when we put on outfits is a gimmick, just like we put on costumes is a gimmick. But one thing you cannot take away from that girl, she can walk her motherfucking ass off. And another thing you can't take from her is that she possesses the attitude and the poise of anybody 15 and older. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that little girl is unstoppable. You know,
she ain't been stopped yet. No. I'm saying, though, Jane, I'm saying when you see her, you're overwhelmed. When I first seen the girl, I went off, and that was at the Icon Ball 2008. I was like, oh, my God,
Seven.
This is the cutest thing on earth. The first time I ever seen her, when I seen her, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that was when she debuted 2007 at the Icon Ball.
Okay. So I was like, okay, this little girl's cute. Okay, she walks down. I will never take that away from her. I've been watching the DVDs or whatever because I think it's the cutest thing since Cherry Kool-Aid.
What I'm saying is that
you have people that went from here to California, you know, spent money on tickets and did this and that. She did this in two states. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Two states. 13, you said 13 times. Like I said, she could sit everybody there. But like I said, a lot of people are not going to go after her as hard or even walk against her because she is a child A, okay? She is the youngest I have ever seen in this ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
Andre Sun might have came out, but he ain't never walked no goddamn ball.
Yes, he did.
Well, I don't remember him walking.
Andre, am I lying?
Yeah.
Yeah, my nephew walked runway and performance.
Right. And we starting at this little boy as 5 or 7, what is Andy now, 21, 22?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So these are kids that have been kids in and out the ballroom scene throughout the year.
I'm bringing my granddaughter to the Icon Ball.
Throughout the year.
Five, more than 2-year-old, and nobody better chop on them.
You know what I'm saying? But
and
you know what? But see, the whole thing is, and bring her out. If you want to bring her out,
bring
her out.
My daughter out
right.
time.
That's on you.
No.
You understand what I'm saying?
Negative.
But that's a child. That's a person who has came to the ballroom scene or whatever. And you talk about people, you know, buying tickets and going from state to state to state to state. Right. And we give kudos to those people as well. I don't take nothing from nobody. But do they have the amount of wins? Do they send that ballroom up into an uproar like that girl does? Are they phenomenal? And yes, we all take into the fact that she's a little girl, and it's phenomenal to see a little girl carry on like that. But people, Giselle battled her. Mariah battled her. Those people are not bothered by her. And if she wins because she's a little girl or whatever like that, but one thing they know in that she's not just winning on her being a little girl. She's winning on her talent because she can walk. You know what I'm saying? It would be a difference if she was just a little girl. Oh, she's cute and she's carrying on. She's up and down the road. She's not like most of those people that come to balls that imitate us or try to act faggoty and stuff like that and swing their arms back and forth when people come to the PLCC ball or when they come to the Lake Texas ball and talk about, oh, we love y'all and we live for y'all, and they get out there and try to imitate us and look like a bunch of assholes. This little girl don't look like no asshole. This little girl is serious about her shit. You know what I'm saying? And she has turned it out. And, yes, she is deemed legendary. And like I told her, can't nobody take that away from you, sweetheart, because I called you it.
Thinking, but what I'm saying is that I think she had a very legendary night. It's just too much. And it's like, well.
It's not. It's not, and that's why I did it. And that's why I did it. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I.
You're not going to never dispute it, what you did. It can't be. I don't know. I don't even know the process, the requirements anymore or whatever. It's just like.
The requirements for me have never been different than what they were before. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it's not, and I don't go out on at balls or on forums and deem people legendary. You understand what I'm saying? Or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I chose to, like, and I did, and she is,
mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And I understand that people may have a concern about it, and people may say, what about this one, and what about that one, and what about this
mm-hmm.
one, and what about that one? But we're not talking about them. We're talking about her. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? And when we get to those other people, and sure, there's a lot of people I think should be legendary. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people I don't think that should be legendary. But like you said,
mm-hmm.
we can't take it away from them. You know what I'm saying?
And then when I see
that something is unjust and somebody should be legendary, I will again speak up again. You understand what I'm saying? And that goes out to the whole ballroom community. I'm not trying to be, and I'm not one to throw my weight around, quote unquote, of power or political or legend or Hall of Famer or something like that, because that's not my stilo. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If it calls for that, then I would do it. But I don't. That's not my stilo with it. You understand what I'm saying? And I want everybody to understand, it's not just because she's a little girl. It's the fact that she's a ballroom walker. You know what I'm saying? And that she's a ballroom walker who is turning it. You know what I'm saying? And has turned it. And she's undefeated. You understand what I'm saying? For the past 3 years, she's undefeated. And that night happened to be the night that the gates had opened and the guards had let her walk through. And welcome to the club. And that's case closed. And that goes for everybody.
I know that's right. I'm just saying. They woke me out of my bed. I had to go to work the next morning. They woke me out of my bed like it mattered to me. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
Instead
of waking you up, Kate, they should have called me because my number's like 411. Everybody got it.
Exactly. Nah, I was like, why are you calling me with this bullshit? Like, I care. I'm in my bed. I'm going to work. But you know, I just found it amazing. It was a beautiful day, I guess.
Well, if you're out there, you're on the phone line, honey. James deems her legend. She's legend. It can't be taken away from her. If you have some rebuttal, please feel free to definitely press 1 at this time and come up on the line. Father's here.
Thank you, Kelly.
I have John John's number, and John John is trying to get on the phone line. So if he can't get through, I'm going to send his number over to Miss Ebony because he has something to say about Mother Got Miss T. Honey.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Have a happy New Year.
You too, Shady.
Happy,
thank you.
The gangsta. I hope to see everybody.
Don't forget
that's
you a judge, Shady.
So, yeah, I'll be there for you, baby.
All
right. We'll see you on the 15th. Peace.
16.
Okay, hold on. Before we I'm gonna take some. We're gonna get some more callers. I know a lot of people got something to say. For you bitches that you see, listen, this is my new motto, right? And I'm gonna let y'all know this one. I'm gonna let. Hold on, Nicole. I'm gonna let you know this
that
one.
That wasn't me.
Hold on. Oh, well, whoever says something. I'm going to let y'all know this one and one time only for 2010, okay? I am not fighting anybody for 2010. If a bitch try me or come my motherfucking way, bitch, I got a motherfucking army of kids that I'm going to tell them to motherfucking attack your motherfucking ass, bitch, and they're going to kick your motherfucking ass, you nasty motherfucking faggots. Whether it's my drag queen daughters or my butch queen motherfucking sons, they're going to kick your motherfucking ass, bitch, so you bitches who want to keep it cute. I'm going to be a lady, I'm going to get up on this show, and I'm going to do this show, and I'm going to read, and I'm going to kiki, and I'm going to give y'all what y'all want, mistake, but when it comes down to disrespecting me and you taking a level 2 motherfucking far, I'm going to have my kids kick your motherfucking ass. I'm a mother. I'm not going to kick your ass. That's what I got kids for. Keep playing with me, bitch. Do we have any other callers?
Wow.
Well, I guess nobody has nothing to say.
Well, I am
I'm kind of gagging myself right now. Gagging listening to James' father, Daddy Icon.
When James did it on Saturday, when this is no shade, and you know, and I, when James did that on Saturday, bitch, I had a little tear came out my eye when he did that on Saturday. I just have, every time I see that little girl, I just get chills from her. Just
you know, not just
day.
A little girl, but I get the chills from James because he doesn't do that. And he would see his kids get it unfairly, and he don't do that. So that really met in his heart off to all. So I don't think anybody wants to come on this phone or anybody wants to entertain the thought. I mean, you can. It's a freedom of speech, and you can say what you want. But I'm pretty sure no one, Icon, Legend, or any person around is going to dispute how he feels, and he does not do that. Deem people, his kids, or anybody, Legend, and he, yes, think a lot of them should have been, or this one should. If that happened, there's a real, 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 real significant reason why, and he has watched, just like I heard Andre go off of the little girl, and I've seen her myself, there's a real reason, and there's a touching thing that she does, and she deserves it. I don't think anybody should want to dispute that.
Also, we have a caller, 410-655. You're on the air on the first show of 2010. How you doing, Ayuba?
Hey, what's going on? Happy New Year, everyone. What's going on? Listen, I got a couple questions to ask about that, what James had did. And that is, now, I've been out since, like, 94. And, you know, for me knowing, you know, how people get legend status and, you know, how they get iconic statuses and things like that, I know that they put time in, and I know that they work for, you know, their reputation and to keep that reputation. So I just wanted to know one question. If him doing that about this little child, not saying that she don't deserve it, because I do think that she turns it. I have nothing to say against what she does. But I just want to know, since that has been a move now that's been done for her, can that be done for anybody else that may not say and maybe walk in runway, but ever turns in their category? Can another icon do that?
What you're basically saying is that's a can of worms just opened up.
I mean, I would think that too, Andre. Father, I think that too, that was a can of worms, because I got a perfect person that's a lot of Andre, you could have, or Father, you could have, and y'all both love to death and has turned it and been undefeated for a long time, and that's Cassandra.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
I just want to know, since she got it.
Wait, I have someone else that turned it more than Cassandra.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Naomi. I don't
know.
Well, they both let me go on.
Wait a minute, let me finish before y'all think it's shade on Cassandra, because it's not.
No.
The only reason I said Naomi is because Naomi made the ballroom shake completely. Then she got out of the ballroom, and she had fucking stars doing her dance all around the fucking country.
Okay.
I would say that does
Beyonce.
It starts a whole new conversation, Father.
I'm going to stop you, Nicole. I'm going to stop you. It don't start a whole new conversation. It's the conversation that's been going on. You understand what I'm saying? It just took a turn because she's a little girl. You understand what I'm saying? So, not per se you, Andre. You understand what I'm saying? This is everybody's opinion. And like I said, this is a forum where we discuss opinions. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah, this is the part that I love, that
you can agree to disagree.
Yeah. So what I see, don't get me wrong, like you said, I see everything that this child do too. What I don't see is she's been out for 3 years and she's a legend.
But let me tell you, I'll put myself in the equation, like I said earlier to somebody that called me about this or whatever like that. At a point in time, it didn't take a lot of us long to become legend. Back then, because maybe balls
but
were far. Wait a minute, Andre. Because balls were far and few in between. You understand
exactly.
What I'm saying? Okay.
Exactly.
So for me personally, it only took me 2 years for me to become legend. And why I became legend is because I was knocking down legends. You understand what I'm saying? At 17, 18 years old. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why I became legend. So for her, but it, and like I just said, for forums, if you got Ashley and Sanaya, who the two of them had reshaped a category. You understand what I'm saying? In that 1-2 year time, and for both of them to win legendary performance, it was because of their phenomenal, phenomenal impact on the ballroom scene in that category. She is no different. Her phenomenal impact on her category in the ballroom is why. You understand what I'm saying? And in the 3 years, sure, a lot more. I could run down a list of Deshaun, Prince, Tim, Laomi, you know what I'm saying? People well deserving. And I can run down a list of people who are not deserving, but I'm not going to name them because I'm not going to discredit them. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's not my job in the ballroom scene to get very, you know, to get up on here for everybody to listen and be like, I'm trashing somebody. But, you know, sure, it's a lot of other people who is well deserving. Like you say, Laomi, and like I said, Deshaun and Prince and Tim, just to name a few. In that category, and you know, maybe even Cassandra, you know what I'm saying, in that category of becoming legendary status. Like you said not too long ago, a couple of months ago, you named Ronaldo. You see him in the next couple of months, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, January, and we're in January, and you've seen him becoming a legend. You understand what I'm saying? Because of their phenomenal impact, along with, and this is the major part that a lot of people get twisted in the ballroom scene. The main fact of it all is the wins. You understand what I'm saying? And we're not talking about, like how we always say, oh, we're not talking about this little mini ball or this breakfast ball or the clubhouse and all this and all that. And you know, and how everybody always say, oh, these microwave bitches and stuff like that. She's not a microwave bitch. This is a girl that goes to major functions. You know what I'm saying? And knocks them down. You know what I'm saying? For her category. And that is her phenomenal impact on the ballroom. She is somebody, if she got it that night and she left the ballroom, and even if I didn't say it that night and she left the ballroom and she turns around a year later, she walked down that runway. Trust and behold, whoever was on the microphone would turn around and give Ray the legendary Devonna Jordan return. Am I lying?
No, you're not lying, but see, this is the only thing that I don't agree with, because just like you said, it's a lot of people that left phenomenal categories, and I'm going to bring their name in just for you to see, and that they're not legends, and they stamped the ballroom something terribly. When you mm-hmm. think of a Maya, it's no other Maya to me. I don't give a fuck how many faces you have out there. This is one bitch, and mind you, she's not even in my house anymore. This is one bitch that stamped the fucking category, and regardless where she's at, they know who she is, but she's not a legend. Let's go to Laomi. The same thing. Let's go to other people. They wait, they 5 years, they turn it everywhere, and then they become legends. I can see that girl. I love that bitch gives me chills. The little girl gives me chills every time I see her. The bitch is dropped dead over completely, but I just feel in my heart it's not right to deem her legend because she did not wait the grateful period that everybody else is waiting for, that have turned it and eating it. And if you think about it, I've been felt that Laomi should have been legend, but I said, you know what, I'm going to wait because I don't want to give her this because other people are thinking I'm giving it to her because she is a Mizrahi and this and that. And it goes for other people like Amaya and other people. I wait because I feel like they deserve the same time or treatment than others do. That's just how I feel.
And you don't, but you don't, let me ask you a question, though. So let's take Laomi, for instance, because out of that crew of people that we just named, she has to be the one on top because she's the one that has done the most. So is it because you didn't call her legendary, not only because you wanted her to wait her amount of time, because Laomi has been voguing since she was an angel. You know what I'm saying? Back in 2003. We're in 2009. Now, let me ask you a question.
I don't go by when you started voguing. I go by when you started making noise.
Okay, and really, she started making noise as an angel in New York City. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's when we took notice to her. Because we didn't know who she was. She became a household name when she became a Mizrahi. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question. Noise before Mizrahi, but she was a free agent or something else.
She was an angel, and then she became a Mizrahi. You understand what I'm saying? So let me ask you, the reason is, one of the reasons why, besides waiting the time, is it because she's in your house and you just didn't want to deem her legend because she was in your house and you didn't want the backlash? Because, and I can understand that, because that's why I don't do it in my house. You understand what I'm saying?
No, that is definitely one of the reasons. But, no, I'm going to deem her anyway, and it was coming soon. But I felt that she deserved to wait the period, because I don't need the backlash. I don't want anyone to ever feel that I'm trying to be favoritism to my house or anybody when it comes to legends.
Right, right.
I just try to be as fair as possible.
But y'all both just sitting here saying that y'all making her wait, y'all giving her this time. Y'all both know that it's not the case. The whole world, who gives a fuck? She deserves it. She's, like you said, Father, she's at the top. Andre, she's your prize winner. Why should you or anybody else, like Father, doing what she do, worry about the backlash? It's deserving. Go watch TV. You will see. Go buy the DVD. So why should Naomi have to wait any more time? If she is the main one out of the whole clique that y'all all name that do that, why should she have
no,
to wait any more time?
I was going to name Naomi Legend at the Legends Ball, which is in March, because I said I wasn't going to name no more people legendary until the award, until the Legends Ball, because me and Tony said that. But since it's out to me, Naomi, you are definitely a legend.
Damn right. Amen.
But that's not the point, though. The point is, I feel that people should I don't want this girl, if she's listening, it's probably late, she's not up, and I don't want her family to ever think that I have anything against her, because I love this girl. She gives me chills as soon as I walk. When I'm talking now, I'm talking for the ballroom history, and I'm talking of the knowledge that I have learned in years to be a role model. I'm not talking because I like her. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
And just in my part of listening to all of this, I just feel anybody to be a legend, it'll still be over for her if she's 10 now. If she was 12, that's 5 years. That's all it takes to conquer. If you really think about it, she walked 5 times. So in 5 times, she decreed it. Don't get me wrong. She has shut the fucking building down from legends to everybody that she have walked against. But she walked 5 times. So 5 times, she's a legend.
Who's walked 5 times?
At major balls. 5 times, maybe 6.
No, I don't think. I think she's walking.
Hold on. Miss Ebony, the bitch that got the name I Want Kelly Mizrahi in the chat room, block her for good, bitch. Get your own motherfucking screen name, bitch. Don't use my motherfucking name, bitch. You're gone. Block her indefinitely. You want me, you got me. You're blocked.
Oh, shit.
Okay, do we have any callers? Anybody on the phone lines, honey, that, you know, you want to come up here and you want to talk about our topic that we're having tonight, or if you want to recap or tell us your New Year's resolution, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time and come up on the line, honey. We're here. We're having a forum, and I want the girls to definitely call in. So, but we have no callers, so go back to talking, y'all.
Fuck you up. that was over. Well,
you know, I understand what Andre is saying. I understand what Shady was saying and stuff like that. You know, I just think, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, because I take everybody's opinion into consideration. I don't downplay what anybody says. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're a star, statement, legend, or whatever, you know, into consideration and everything. Like I said, it's just that, you know, for her, it is what a legend. It's definitely what a legend becomes. It is what a legend is made of. And I'm sorry, she. I'm sorry. I would stand my ground on that one. I would have to stand my ground on that one. Just like I would stand my ground.
You're a man of your word, so
right.
I would stand my ground on Naomi.
I would support Naomi. You know what I'm saying? In her new status and everything like that. You know, like you said, you can't deny somebody who has not even, let's keep it in the forum of the ballroom, you know what I'm saying? Because outside, you know, everybody does so much and stuff like that. But like you said, for Naomi, it's you got, just like when, I have to go back to those two,
yeah,
Ashley and Sanaya, you know
hold
what I'm saying?
Hold on, y'all, we got a caller.
706-714. You're on the air, and I debate. How you doing?
Well, how you doing, Kelly? Hey, Andre. Hey, James. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
Hey, Puppy. How you doing? This is Eris.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi,
I have a how you doing? I have a question, Andre and James. Since Nadé Von has been made legendary, mm-hmm. and Andre and James, you both said Laomi definitely deserves to be legendary, and so does Amaya. Does that mean, like, Deshaun, Amaya, Laomi, Prince, and others are about to be deemed legendary this coming year, or they still have to wait there for a time?
I think, personally, I think it's forthcoming for a lot of people this year. Like Andre said, they want to wait till the Legends Bowl and stuff like that. I don't know what their list is. You understand what I'm saying? But, yeah, surely. You know what I'm saying? I thought, man, personally, I had thought that Deshaun was already deemed legend, but I don't know what happened with that. Because I remember at one ball he was, and then, you know, I've heard talk about him not or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? But I thought he was already deemed legend. I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaken. But I can remember at one ball, you know, they did call him out as, you know, new legend.
And Laomi, she should have us as the topic just ends, because she's at the top of the line with both of y'all saying that. We don't want to contradict the whole conversation by saying, well, okay, well, she still has to wait. Like, that's what makes it go back and forth with being unfair. She should have her status.
Right, but like Andre said, Andre wants to wait until the Legends World, which is a perfect soapbox, a platform to do something like that at. You know what I'm saying? Like when legends deem somebody else a legend, it's in that moment. You know what I'm saying? And if Andre and Tony decide to wait for the Legends Ball for whoever, you know, they have in mind of deeming legendary, yes, that's accordingly. You understand what I'm saying? Definitely, definitely. But, like, I'm sorry, what's your name again? Where the guy go?
Oh, Eric.
Eric. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, the names that you listed, sure. You know what I'm saying? Because they have put in their time. And these are people who have won not only the category that they walked, they have walked and won grand prize. Grand prize, the category grand prize, holds so much weight. Like Prince, for instance. Prince has won performance open to all, Vogue Femme open to all, whatever, a multiple of times. A multiple of times. The category, $1,500, $1,200, put your pot in, $300. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and you know, those three, not only have they stamped themselves in the ballroom scene, now they have taken it worldwide with their group, Vogue Evolution. You understand what I'm saying? And they, like you said, they have people, you know, but Pony and Deshaun have done a Coca-Cola commercial. You know, Prince is a trained ballerina. You know what I'm saying? Laomi is a dancer all in her own right. You understand what I'm saying? So these people, you have to take, and even Devonna does runway outside of the ballroom. You understand what I'm saying? This little girl has been on a Tyra Banks show. You know what I'm saying? And not no 15 minutes of fame. This is a little girl who I'm sure they are knocking down her doors, because she's short may be the problem, but are knocking down her doors. That bitch, they're probably going to offer her a Ford model contract. You know what I'm saying? Being Harper Bazaar, whatever like that. This little girl's going to go all around the world. You know what I'm saying? At 12, 11, 10, whatever she is. And she has a twin sister that walks runway too. So don't be surprised one day that she walks out with her twin sister for Team Runway. You know what I'm saying? So these are people who are forever have been written in stone. So surely, yes, definitely, those people that you mentioned should be deemed legendary. And if this year is the year that they be deemed legendary, so be it. You know, kudos and hats off to them, because it's well-deserved. You know what I'm saying? And you have a slew of people from all over who, you know, it's their time for whatever status is going to be bestowed upon them. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, a lot of times, a lot of people have gotten titles, and I've sat there, you know, with my friends or with my girlfriends or with my sisters and people I probably don't even like, and sat there and got Ray Child, please. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, are you serious today? What? You know, who, huh? You know what I'm saying? Because they haven't made that much of a mark on it. A lot of times titles are given out because of time. Like you started to show off with Andre, you know, you don't understand why people think that they should be icons because of time. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. I don't think a lot of people should be legendary because of time neither.
You're right. I do agree.
You know what I'm saying? You got people in
this is how I do it. If you walk for 5 years but you haven't turned it, but we say it takes 5 years to be a legend, I'll look at you and say, well, bitch, in my mind I'm saying you didn't turn it, so I'm gonna wait 10 years before I even try to deem you, because then I'm going to put both of the times that you have did whatever, then you'll be legend. See, I think of it that way, too,
mm-hmm.
because time it's not a time thing to me,
right.
period. So, yeah, because I agree. There's a lot of people that are being deemed for legends or icons for time now. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, okay, been in the game for 20 years, you should have an icon now.
Right.
Is that how it goes?
And like me and Tony always get into that argument or whatever like that. Like when that comes up or whatever like that, and you know somebody will turn to me and get ready. You're like, no, I'm not. I'm legendary. I'm a Hall of Famer. I like that title. You know what I'm saying? I can't put myself icon in the category of Octavia. You know what I'm saying? Or Danielle. You know what I'm saying? Those are icons to me. You know Peppa and Stewart. You know I'm looking up at them like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? I'm not there. You know what I'm saying? I'm who I am, and I appreciate my status. And that's the level that I'm at. You know what I'm saying? And you can remember, Audrey, we were sitting in the clubhouse when they was announcing that I was going into a Hall of Fame, and I turned to you and got very bitch, what are they talking about? And he was like, you stupid. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, shit, you know? Okay, you know, kudos. You know, but still in awe, you know? And I knew that it was going to cause controversy with Devonna or whatever like that, because we are people who love controversy and stuff like that, and some people wasn't going to feel that it was the right or whatever like that. But, you know, it's one of those moments.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her moment. You know what I'm saying? That is her moment. You know, and a lot of people feel like, oh, she's always going to win because she's a little girl. Don't ever think like that, because if that's the case, you know, then people always say, well, I'm not going to battle Andre because he's always going to win. I'm not going to battle James because he's always going to win. I'm not going to battle this one because they're always going to win. You don't know that. I've been up there many times where I
you
sat
know,
down.
She didn't always win because she lost at the latex ball.
To the other little girl, the other Chanel girl.
Yeah, yeah, and then she lost to, yeah, before, I think, if I'm right, she lost to somebody else before, too, so she lost twice.
You know what I'm saying?
She won't always win, either, but she is...
And I said that in the beginning, I said I had to recollect, like, she lost once or twice, you know what I'm saying, or whatever
yeah,
like that, but, you know, it is what it is. Any other callers?
Any other callers? We're not getting listened. So all you girls is hitting me up, and you sending me names, asking about this person and that person, this person and that person. Bitch, pay your $30 in March, and I'll see you at the Legends Ball. And you'll find out exactly who's going to be legend. The only person they said tonight is Laomi. You waited to March and find out about everybody else. I'm not doing these names. Stop hitting me up with the names. How you doing?
You can ask me, because I'll tell you. No.
56206. You on the air on the first show of 2010. How you doing, Carla?
How you doing? Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year
Happy
to you,
year.
Too.
Hello, Uncle James and Uncle Andre. This is Anthony Revlon.
Hey, Anthony, what's up?
How y'all doing? James, I think what you did, I do commend you, because you did do it out the kindness of your heart. You did state to Devonna that you said back in your day when you slayed, you were the legend. And you named her legend. When you did that, it was a lot of uproar from where I was standing. And, you know, I had my reserves about it, but at the same token, I said, James is a legend. He did it. It's solidified. It's done. There's nothing nobody can do about it.
Nope.
Even when Selvin got on the mic and made references to myself and Rucka and a couple of other mentionables that was there who had slayed a category and deserved their title also. Kelly, I'm proud of you for holding your composure. You didn't go off one time that night. You held yourself very like a mother and ladylike, and I'm so proud of you. From the years that I have known you, I commend you. And you can judge a ball that I throw any day because you were very fair. Very fair in judging.
Thank you.
And I guess that's all I got to say, y'all. Happy New
Kudos
Year.
Kudos to Kelly.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Anthony, for calling in.
And kudos to Kelly.
Yes, honey. Bitch, do we have any other coolers? How you doing? Hold on, I got some. Miss Ebony's typing 804-681. You're on the air on the recap of the new year. How you doing?
What's up? Just listen.
You just listen. What's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is... It makes somebody happy.
I know that, Brian.
I know that's right. His New Year's resolution is to make somebody happy. Thank you very much for calling in. Next caller, please, if I have one.
They said a lot of people is trying to call in, but the line
is
tied
up.
You got to just try to keep calling
in.
Oh,
hold on, hold on. 973-687, you're on the air. The recap of 2000. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air, baby.
Hey, how y'all doing? The first thing I want to say is about the Devonna situation. I really respect that decision. I think she turns it, number one. But I got something to say to Andre. I respect Andre to the utmost. But I think what you just said on this phone was kind of, like, crazy a little bit. And I'm going to tell you why. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
The first thing I want to say about it is you saying Naomi should have been legendary. I agree with you 100%. But the fact that you didn't want to deem her legendary because you didn't want somebody to come at your neck, that's crazy to me. That's number one. Naomi, to me, probably doesn't even care about being legendary anymore because the things that people do to become legendary are crazy nowadays. Like, nobody, if she deserves it, she should have it. She's so past legendary right now. And I think you, as the father of Mizrahi, as her father, as an iconic figure in the ballroom scene, should have stepped up a while ago and said, you know what, you're legendary, no matter what anybody has to say about it. Like what James did, he did it because he felt she should be legendary. I'm pretty sure you felt Naomi should have been legendary, I mean, months, years, whatever before, but
okay,
I just don't understand why you did that.
Okay, wait a minute. You're saying that like the lady been decreeing it for the last 15 years, honey. One, she might have been, the way I felt, I might have felt this way in the last 8 months or 6 months. It's not like it took 10 years for me to feel this way and I just held it back from her. Two, when anything is done with me, I take my time and I put my family through anything I want to put them through. Why? Because when they finally get what they get, they deserve it. So this is how I do things. This is my way. You can say it's wrong, but I feel it's right.
I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's wrong. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying I think it's wrong because it's your way. And you're Andre. You're an iconic figure, like I said. But what I didn't agree with is what you said when you said you was like basically didn't want the backlash. I think as an iconic figure, you said that, Andre, you said you didn't want the backlash.
I said two things. I said I didn't want the backlash, and I said it was two different things that I felt. I did not want the backlash, and I wasn't 100% sure of when I was going to do it.
Well, the only thing I can speak on is the part when you said backlash. I honestly respect you so much and think you shouldn't even worry about backlash from anybody. That was my whole point in calling.
I worry about backlash because sometimes I can be wrong, too. I'm human, and I see this. Just because I'm an icon don't mean I can't be wrong.
Exactly, right. But at the same time, your word and this ballroom scene, it means a lot.
That's why I take my time and think about anything before I do it, because when I do it, I'm not going to bite the bullet. I'm going to bite the bullet, period, and go with it because that's how I felt. So when I do things, I take my time and think over it and over it before I just say, you know what, I'm not one of them to just spit something out because I felt it at that moment.
I can respect that, but at the same, like I said before, you know my point, like where I stand with the situation.
I
can respect
though.
I really can respect what you say when you say that. And as far as the whole thing and I heard there was some kind of discrepancy with Gargi Visu at the ball, too, about when Devonna beat Dominique Lacroix.
But and this goes out to Gargi Visu. To me, Gargi Visu need to hold his composure.
Right.
One, you're not a legend. Two,
okay.
There's no reason to definitely disrespect the 9-year-old and yelling and disrespect them because
right.
at the end
okay.
of the day, it's a little girl that is in the ballroom with her mother.
Exactly.
So you need to come to the adult that you are, and if you cannot hold the composure, leave
Andre,
the cup
Andre,
alone. Do not
Andre,
drink liquor
Andre.
At all.
Andre.
And that's the truth, and that's the honest to God truth.
Listen, because y'all don't know the whole situation of the story. He did not disrespect her.
No, he didn't disrespect her.
He was trying to hold on.
Right.
He was trying to calm the crowd down, and his yelling.
Why did they carry him out of the ballroom?
Because it made it seem like because he was so I'm agreeing with Kelly because
he was
calm down everything
down,
everybody
and
down and he got loud.
And Deidre was yelling and
right.
She was very boisterous and she got and Devonna got nervous and started crying.
Right, so it made it seem like
wait a minute. I heard from a legend that was at the ball that as soon as Dominique lost, he was yelling. They got fucking nerve to let that little girl
He made her feel, and you know what?
And I heard the same thing.
I was standing there, and he did go off that she lost or whatever like that. And what my thing with Greg is, like y'all are saying, is that, and like Andre said, you made the little girl feel like she did something wrong. You know what I'm saying? And she was just doing something that she enjoyed. And I think that was tired. And, yes, he should hold his composure. You're on the microphone. You cannot – and this is one thing to MCs, period. When you're on the microphone, just like a judge, you have an unbiased opinion at all times.
Right. You're right.
You're you know
supposed
what I'm saying?
To anyway,
you're
but it seems like no one does.
You're supposed to. Your opinions and your feelings does not matter at that moment. After the ball was over, you can say what you want to say. But for you to yell and scream, it's bad enough that we're in there smoking weed, drinking and stuff like that around this 9-year-old little girl as is. But to make her feel like that she did something wrong because she won was horrible.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not even going to put the age limit in it. You know what? It's disrespect for an individual to disrespect anybody.
Right.
To make them feel bad because they've won the category. They're not judging themselves.
Right.
The judges picked them. They won. Get over it. Dominique has won many of times. Beat
right.
All kind of people. If he lost, let him lose. Let him come to the next ball and try to get her again.
And Dominique wasn't even bothered
vote.
By it.
Okay, well, you know, hold on one moment. Since we're on the topic of a legendary, Miss Ebony is definitely legendary for the chat room. Miss Nicki Minaj is definitely legendary for the chat room. Miss Prima Nature, you are definitely
legendary
for the chat room. Since we are on our topic of deeming girls legends, I can't deem the girls legends at the ballroom, but I can definitely deem the girls radio legends or tents or motherfucking chops. So you girls are definitely legend. And to all you callers that's on the phone lines and sitting here just holding up my line, listening, you need to go get a computer, because in 5 minutes I'm going to clear every phone number that's up here, except myself, Andre, James, Nicole, and Miss Whoopi, and I'm going to get callers up here because I'm tired of the girls hitting me up saying they're trying to get on the show because they have something to say. And the phone lines are being cleared now. So for all you girls out there that want to get up on the phone line, definitely feel free to pick up the phone and call in now because the phone lines have definitely been clear. 407-692. You on the air on the first show of 2010. Recap it for me. How you doing?
What's up, Kelly? Hey, Nicole.
What's going
hey,
on?
Andre.
Hey,
James.
Hey.
James, I got a question for you. I just
okay.
want to know the difference between a Hall of Famer and an icon.
I don't know. I can't really answer the question. And that's the argument, like I said before, that me and Tony always have. Tony Malone always says, you know, to me, he says, you can't be a Hall of Fame and not be an icon. It doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I say to her, okay, she says, okay. And it's just me being modest. You understand what I'm saying?
Said that? Who said what now? Say that again?
The question, ask the question again.
No, I'm talking about James. You said you can't be somebody said they can't be a Hall of Famer without
being an icon. Oh, no, when somebody says to me, like, James, you're an icon, I turn around and I go, no, or whatever. But when me and Tony are together, he always said to me, sis, that doesn't make sense. You can't be an icon and you cannot be a Hall of Famer and not be an icon. It doesn't make sense. You have to, one doesn't go without the others, what he's saying or whatever like that. And
no, I think one is a step to the other, but I don't think they go together.
Right. So
I don't agree with that.
So me being modest, I'm just saying to myself, you know, no. You know, I like, okay, Hall of Fame is for me. I like that. You know, great, granted. You know what I'm saying or whatever like that. So, you know, I just think that the icon thing, it's such another level. You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah, like icon. I can't even really tell you what the difference is or whatever. Hall of Famer is just honoring somebody who has put in their time and effort into something and has done a great deal over the years and maybe has been an inspiration to other people in that category or other categories, you know, dealing with the ballroom scene, and, you know, being a leader, a role model to other people and stuff like that. And I think, you know, in my, you know, time here, I think I've accomplished that much. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that I went into the Hall of Fame both in New York and Philadelphia. And kudos, you know. But, you know, I guess that's the difference.
All right, I got another question, too. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. 5 years, say Davina annihilates her category in, like, you know, she do what she got to do in the real world and stuff. Will you be deeming her an icon then, too?
No, I wouldn't deem her an icon then, too. If I've already been in the game, listen, I'm 37. If I've been in the game since I was 17, I'm going on 22 years of being out, 21 years in walking balls, and I don't consider myself an icon. Why would I consider her to be one?
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Nikki, for calling in. Next caller, please.
How you doing?
Okay. Flowers.
917-693, you on the air on the first show of 2010. How you doing?
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Happy New Year, Kelly, Andre.
Happy New Year.
James, Icon. Okay. I want to piggyback on something. Davina. Okay, I've seen that little girl grow. I've seen her serve. I've seen her work. I mean, she's done more than the ballroom. She's worked. She's done mainstream stuff. My issue that I have with a 9-year-old, and I'm sure you guys will agree, James, when you were 7 or 8, you were not around girls with titties and ass hanging out, smoking pot and weed. If you were, that's you. But if we're trying to train these kids and bring them up, being in that type of environment, there's a lot going on in the ballroom scene other than just walking categories.
Right.
And I think even though she's with an adult, I think that's a little too much. She don't need, and no offense to the ballroom scene, she has proven her what she can do.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I don't see why she's doing balls anymore. She's above that now. Because what's going on now and what's going on in the ballroom scene, I think that little girl is too young to be experiencing what she's seeing in the ballroom scene. Now, if there was no nudity, if there was no drugs, if there was no profanity, no violence, okay, fine. But there's a lot of stuff going on in the ballroom scene that little girl should not be exposed to.
Okay, I'm gonna have to come into this.
Hold on, Andre. 1 minute, Andre. We talk about drugs and experience nudity and all this other stuff. Baby, I was experienced, my mother, my uncles, and my aunt smoking crack cocaine at the age of motherfucking 5 and 6 years old. Motherfuckers getting fucked on the bed, and I'm sleeping on the motherfucking couch. So we can't talk about what's going on in the ballroom.
I think y'all misinterpreting me because I...
No, I understand what she's saying. I understand totally what she's saying. I understand what she's saying.
I think because what she's saying is exactly what I have that age in my own house.
Let me stop the conversation right here, and then we're going to go on to Andre, because I think Andre was getting ready to hit it in the head. But what she is exposed to, you're absolutely right. Maybe that's not something a 9-year-old should see. Then you know what else should be done about the situation like that? She should no longer be on the internet. She should no longer watch television. She shouldn't even go outside. She shouldn't go around the corner to the store. She should never be outside past 6 o'clock. She should never go to school and see people in the schoolyard smoking weed. So what we're going to do, we're going to shun this child from real life. Not saying that what we're doing is encouraging to her or it's a positive thing, you know, but what she has, what most of us don't have in the ballroom scene, is that her mother is with her. You understand what I'm saying? And her mother is guiding her and letting her know, though this is going on, you better not do it, okay? Or I'll whoop your ass, or you better not do this. And a lot of times, as I've seen her come into the ballroom, she's not even there for the whole ball. She comes in for her category, and then she leaves. Now Andre hit them in the head.
And that's basically what I'm saying here. What you want us to do, put her in the closet and lock the door and say, no, you're just going to come out to pee and shit and eat.
Right.
Because anything in the world is going to be wrong, period. Like you said, if you let her go to school, you don't even know if the fucking teacher is in there having with them kids.
Exactly.
Right, but when you send her to school, you send her to get an education.
No,
that's the mindset.
Right,
but that's not something you know. I'm going to disagree a little bit because I don't believe willingly, if you're going to say, okay, keep her locked up. No, I send my daughter to school. I send her that. If she sees that and that's not what happens, James, father, Andre, that's what happened. But if I bring her into the situation, then I am responsible for whatever goes on with my child. And
right.
I bring her in a situation
right.
where there is drugs, cocaine.
But you're there with her.
But you're there with her. You understand
but
what I'm
there
saying?
With
there's a major difference.
I can't appreciate the fact of just being there with her. Why would I bring her to that to be there with her? I just don't. I can't appreciate that.
I got this right here. Wait, y'all. I got this. Stop. Listen to this. If I sat here and said, I have a contract for your daughter to walk runway, but she got to walk runway in the ballroom for 5 years straight. You're not going to bring her because she's nine and you got to go through all of that.
You didn't let me finish saying what I said, but then James said that she only comes in. If I had a contract to do that, I would only bring her in for that category and out for
that
category.
And that's where she comes.
That would be the only way.
That's where she comes in. She be outside.
No, James said that after the end, and I can respect that because if she come in for that, she goes, and her mother lets her know. But at the same time, people want I can respect that.
Yes.
How much ball money is given out in these balls nowadays?
You're giving out between $1,000 to $5,000 a night.
Exactly. So why wouldn't I bring my child to win money when I know she's the top of the contender wherever this is at, as long as my child, I'm with my child and learn the right way to take care of my child. It's to each his own what you're supposed to do with your child. The problem of this world today is everybody's in somebody else's business worrying about what they should do with their fucking child.
Right.
That's her child. Let her grow up her child the best way she can and the best. And baby, and I big ups to her mother because her mother's eating it. Regardless, this child is 9 years old and the world is talking about her already. So
right.
The lady... Big ups to the mother, because whatever you doing, baby, you keep doing it with your child because she is definitely eating it, her and her twin sister, when she come out.
Right, and like the caller said, I understand your concern, and you make a valid point, you know what I'm saying, and I agree with you on that point or whatever like that, but like we're saying, and like you know, because you sound like you're a very intelligent and very resourceful person, you know, it's all about the parent upbringing, and we only can teach a child so much, and then at that point when they're ready to go their way, what can we do? We only can tell them the right thing. It's their choice whether to do right or wrong. You got all of us who have been in some sort of situation, you know, and I always talk about it or whatever like that. My mother was a functional alcoholic. You know what I'm saying? My mother never drank in the street. She didn't go to bars. My mother drank in her house and on her days off. But when it was time to get up for work, my mother worked 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, worked on every day off that she could for the New York City Transit Authority. And my mother drank until the day she died. Didn't make me want to grow up and be an alcoholic. Though I drink, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be an alcoholic. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing my mother had instilled with me was no matter what you do, you must take care of home first. You must take care of yourself first. You know, make sure that your children is okay. And that's what my mother did. And even up until the day my mother died, after years after my mother died, and Nicole's knows, you know what I'm saying? My mother left it so that we will always be all right. But it's what you instill into your child that makes the child grow up to be who the child is going to be. You know, and I don't have no doubt that though this girl is 9 years old and exposed to so much like many of us have been exposed to as children, that she doesn't have a good family structure. You know what I'm saying? Like they always say, what's the saying? It takes a village to raise a child. You know, we are, not only are we the village, whoever's at home is the village. You know what I'm saying? You know, and they displayed her on Channel 9 News where her twin sister was playing cups or whatever like that racing game with the cups where they stack up the cups and stuff like that, and she does the modeling and all that stuff. So I think the child will be fine, you know?
Yeah, well, what about the stars that's been brought up in church and did everything right, and then they get older, and they in jail, and they on drugs.
Exactly.
And that because they couldn't get outside to see what the world has.
Exactly. Sometimes you need that world experience. Not so harshly as it is in our world or any world, you know what I'm saying? And she's from Newark, New Jersey. You know, that's the city of bricks. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know what a psychiatrist told me, and I never forgot this, and they told me this because we used to go to a psychiatrist in our school when we was young. The
mm-hmm.
psychiatrist told me from when you were a baby, you learn everything from when you're one to when you're about 9 or 10. After 10, you know exactly what you're going to be when you're an adult and everything else
in
your
that.
Mind.
I believe
and
that.
And I believe it too. It's not when you, at that age of 10, you already know what your mother has taught you because she taught you dying for 9 years straight.
Right.
So you
private
know what's
caller,
right.
You're
you
on the air
wrong.
On the recap of 2010. How you doing, private caller?
I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Next caller, please, if I have one. So you on the recap of 2010. How you doing, caller?
Hey, Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Jenny.
Hi, girl.
I was just calling because, I mean, I understand what that little girl is doing, and I'm taking nothing away from her, but how are the people who has been turning it? And everybody's throwing names out there, and I'm going to say Jalen, who has started from 2003 and has had unstoppable phenomenal moments for 3 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
From the Manola Blahnik, the collection, from when she went to show, and she's traveled state to state to state to state. She don't craft. She spent thousands of dollars and went everywhere and won all these. How are people like her supposed to feel after someone who has walked for a year and a half and is deemed a legend, and she has not been deemed a legend?
How is she supposed to feel?
Yeah, how are people like that supposed to feel?
They're supposed to feel like, bitch, I'm coming out and I'm going to turn it.
Yes.
That's how they're supposed to
turn
feel.
Turn it again, some more.
Turn it, you're supposed to continuously turn. Let me tell you something. If that's the status that you want, then
no,
you
no,
have
no,
to, you have, wait a minute, 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 Jennifer, wait a minute, Jennifer, wait a minute. Wait, let me answer it for you. Let me answer it for you. If that is the status that you want and you feel that you have not gotten it, then what does that tell you? That you have to work that much harder for it.
That's a fool.
That's not a fool. Let me tell you something. That's not a fool. Hold on, Jennifer. That's not a fool. Because if anybody felt like, well, maybe the ballroom felt like, and this is not taking anything away from Jalen, because I've seen Jalen and I've seen her turn it. You understand what I'm saying? And turn it on multiple occasions.
Multiple occasions
I've seen her turn it. You know what I'm saying? And if she felt that way, then she has to make a stand for it.
I'm saying something because, I mean...
Right, but you can't say something. But, and just like I tell everybody else, and this is the whole thing about this whole thing with Devon or whatever like that. Everybody that comes on here should not be worrying about themselves. Wait a minute, Jennifer. Worrying about themselves or anybody else. The topic is Devonna and her status. If anybody else wants that status or wants that recognition or feel that they should have that recognition, then when they are at the ball, like so many of us have done, when the category is given legendary face, the category is given legendary performance, the category is given legendary realness, legendary labels, that's when that bitch is supposed
that.
To step. Well, they have it. Oh, they have it. That bitch is supposed to step on that runway and get very... I'm here because what? I feel that I am legend, okay? And that's all to it. And that's case closed. And that goes for
that
the entire ballroom scene. That's not buffoonery. That's
it
not buffoonery at all. It's not. But you know what, Jennifer?
But
it's not. It's real life.
It's
and let me let, and let once again, let's go back to the impact of it all. Jalen has set down who?
Stephanie.
How many times?
I don't know.
Once. Give me another name. Case closed. Next caller.
Oh.
And it's not no shade. Next caller. I would stand ground on this. I would dispute anybody that comes up on this radio station talking about his status or talking about somebody else. Come on, man. We're not talking about other people's statuses. We're talking about this little girl's status. We're talking about Devonna's status. I'm going to stop saying little girl. We're talking about Devonna's status. And if the status is there and it's case closed, it's not buffoonery. This little girl has made a phenomenal impact. Don't get me wrong. Jalen has stepped on the runway as a butch queen in drags, and I've gave yes. You know, yes, you know, I was up there with my finger like, yes, she's turning it, yes, 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 yes. How many nights has her and Miss Ricky Lake have battled each other and sat each other down? You understand what I'm saying? How many nights has Miss Simone Prada have come out and stepped and walked all over the children? Yes, 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 we take nothing away from that. Yes, it's not buffoonery. Some people got it and some people don't.
Next caller, we have one.
Kelly is so stupid.
play them.
Huh? My daughter, Jennifer.
Well, I like the whole thing of what you said, and you did. Father always used to tell us that if you feel you want something, if you think something should be yours, you go claim it. Step out there. Try your luck. Deal your cards. That's the only way you're going to really know anyway.
Exactly.
Instead of having everybody speak for you and come up here and say this or this one go there, go try your luck. That's how he suggested it for me. Go try your luck. Go after. Then you see what they're going to say. Nobody else can bring their father or this one. No, go ahead. Do it.
You know what I'm saying? And you're supposed to just do it. You know what I'm saying? And not saying that Jalen can't be Dame Legendary. You know what I'm saying? Because for the amount of years that she's been out, she's been turning it. You know what I'm saying? Has been turning it. And we're talking, but see, another thing we also have to go into, and I'm sorry, amount of wins matter. They matter. You know what I'm saying? As a point of being legend, as long as your time and your impact, all of that is an accountability of it. Well, that's like a valid Victorian. A valid Victorian, bitch, you could have been the worst student for the past 3 years. You get to senior year, and you have absolutely excelled. And you've gotten all straight A's. You know what? That bitch that had worked for it ever since freshman year has gagged that she got a 1,100 on her SATs, and you turned around and you scored 2,700, and bitch, you was named the valedictorian. It is what it is. It's still not taking nothing away from the girl that had worked for 4 years. You still got a scholarship. You're still going on to college. You just wasn't the valedictorian.
How you doing? 201-628. You're on the air on the recap of 2010 at Devonta legendary JC status, Abby Jordan status. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on with you?
What's going on with you?
I'm calling because my name is Timothy, and I'm actually Devonta's runway trainer, makeup artist, hairstylist, all of that stuff. That's me. And I want to thank Father James Icon for making Devonta a legend, because she does work extremely hard inside the scene and outside the scene. I mean, she's been on America's Next Top Model. She's been on the Tyra Banks Show. She's been on the Channel 9 News. She's been on Entertainment Tonight. This is not some girl that just fell out the woods and just started walking. She actually practices a lot, but at the same time, she's still a kid.
Right.
Devonta, she won the ball or whatever, and the next day she went to Build-A-Bear Workshop. Like, there's a balance. It's never just when you see her there, like she's just all of this. But, no, there's a balance, and me and her mom always work to make sure that she keeps that balance. If school slips, there is no balls. There's no fashion shows. There's none of that. Education always comes first. So regardless of what everybody says or what they think, and, you know, oh, she's going to be crazy when she grows up, no, Devonta is fine. Devonta does not wear hair extensions and makeup when she goes to school. No, she wears bobos and try to wear lip gloss like any other girl that's 10 years old. It's nothing different from her than any other girl. It's just she has an exceptional talent. And I just make sure that I keep that in perspective. And for the record, she's not a JC.
She's not a Jalon.
No, she's not. Actually, the house is Jalon.
And that's why when I was standing there and I kept saying, what house is she in? Because I had kind of knew that seat, but I wasn't sure. You know what I'm saying? Give me a call. How you doing?
I was just told by Bernie that the house of Jordan Zion is no longer, but the house of Jordan is still a house. They just got rid of all the Zions that came along with the package, and Jordan.
Oh,
no, actually, she's not, and I actually pulled her out of the house of Jordan. The reason why I pulled her out was because I didn't feel like Devonta was getting the backing. Like, when you have a house, you expect your house to actually back you 100%, especially if you're one of those people that is exceeding far beyond most of the other ones in the house. And I didn't feel like she was getting that respect and the love that she should be getting. So that's why I pulled her out the house. Her mom deals with the mainstream stuff, and I deal with the ballroom scene stuff.
Well, okay.
So that's how we kind of play the balance with that. But
so her mom to call me. You know, give me a call. Her twin sister, give me a call.
Well, actually, we kind of have a house already in mind, but we're just kind of waiting.
Yeah, give me a call. We could talk about it.
Well, you know, I'm
Kelly,
you know,
be quiet.
You,
Well, hold on. You know I'm messy, honey, and this 2010, honey, so I'm going to just put the mess out there. She's supposed to be LaCroix is what the tea that I hear.
Oh,
no,
really?
Actually, she's not going to be a LaCroix. Dominique is one of my best friends in the entire world, but she will not be a LaCroix. And I can guarantee that she won't be.
Yeah, give me a call. Got a lot of girls over here. Give me a call.
Yes.
Well,
wherever that little girl goes, she is a phenomenal girl,
and
anybody would definitely want her, and she's definitely talented, and I get chills every time I see that little girl.
And God bless her.
Timothy, I definitely do want to thank you for calling in. I definitely do want to thank you for bringing Devonna to the boardroom scene. And she is definitely the legendary Devonna 007. And so she be crowned in a new house. How you doing?
Give me a call.
Thank you so much. All right, baby.
718-413. Yeah, you know the rest. Give me a call.
Okay, next caller, if we have one. How you doing?
Mrs. Kelly is a mess.
You know, honey, you know I try to make it hot, honey, please.
I really enjoy myself tonight, and I really appreciate everybody's opinions and stuff like that. And even to Jennifer, I don't want to seem like I'm barking on my daughter because I'm not, or whatever like that, and I'm not taking anything away from Jalen or nothing like that. But, you know, like I said, we agree to disagree, and everything is a matter of opinion, and everything can be up for discussion. You know, nothing falls on deaf ears. You know what I'm saying? And everybody is taken into consideration, and everybody is accounted for, you know. And hopefully at the Legends Ball, you know, they'll have their grand design of what they want to do and who they feel should be legend. And like I had said a couple of months ago, Andre, you know, and then if that would be an annually thing for you or whatever like that, you know, or at major functions, you know, where somebody is deemed. It was just, and then some people just have that moment.
Okay. 404-435, you on the air on the first show of 2010, and I have an extra half an hour. How you doing?
Hello.
Yes, you on the air.
Okay, I just wanted to call and say what's up to Kelly. Everybody.
How you doing?
How you doing?
What'd you say?
He was out.
He's gone. Next caller, if I have one. Don't be afraid to press 1, because I won't be afraid to clear the boards and get some other callers up here, honey. I got an extra half an hour. I could be doing things. So feel free to press 1 at this time and come up on the line, or I'm going to have to clear the line and get some other girls up here that wants to talk. How you doing?
What time do y'all think you're here?
Bitch.
Wow.
Girl, it has been a heated discussion tonight. Private caller, you're on the air on the first show in the first extra half an hour in 2010. How you doing? Private caller, you're on the air. Next caller, please. I ain't got time to be playing with this extra half an hour.
And let's bring back up and coming legendary. Remember that?
Yes. Private caller, you're on the air in the first extra half an hour of 2010. How you doing?
What you say, Andre?
What's up?
Yeah, let that go for some reason.
Right, that just went out the window. I used to strive for that up and coming legendary. Yeah,
they don't even acknowledge that like it was never there. Man.
Right, I used to live for that. I couldn't wait to become up and coming legendary. I was like, yeah.
Is there a caller? I'm a caller on the air.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, this is me. I was just on the phone, and I got hung up on or whatever. I have a question for Kelly.
Don't start.
Don't try it. You'll get flashed.
No, I'm not going to try it. I was just going to ask you, how do you feel about Jack and Milan starting the show that everybody's going to listen to?
I don't feel any type of way. The other shows have came and they have gone.
You don't think they're going to slay your show?
The other shows have gone. And they have came, and they have gone, and I'm still here. And next month on the 23rd, I have been here for a year, and I'm not going any motherfucking place. Honey, do you know who I am, bitch? Please. I give the girls what they want. I'm a household motherfucking name, like my daughter, Laomi. Thank you for calling in. Have a good night. Next caller.
I listen to all shows. I think they all are great.
Honey. Yes.
Shout out to Mother Nose.
Oh, the caller is still there. Are you still there?
No.
She sounds like she got a cold.
I'm going to listen to Jackie Malone's show, too. That should be great.
Jackie Malone is having a show?
I heard it through the grapevine, yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
It got quiet.
Flowers.
Flowers. I was just scared.
2010, you have been blocked. Set alert, 2010, you have been blocked. Thank you, switchboard, please block him. Thank you very much. There's no, you know what, another, you know what, you know another thing is, thank you, you have been blocked too. I'm not, you know, for 2010, I got high blood pressure, I got diabetes, I got high cholesterol. I ain't got time to be sitting here reading with bitches. I'm not going to read you bitches. I got the power to block you. So you bitches have been blocked. Both of y'all have been blocked. I'm not going to sit here and argue. That's another. That's one of my New Year's resolutions. I'm not going to read with a bitch that call in here. I'm not going to read with a bitch that try me in the chat room. I'm just going to block your motherfucking name in the motherfucking chat room so you won't be able to get in the chat room. That's what I'm going to do. No more reading. Thank you. That's another resolution. That's resolution number 6. Next call if I have one.
7. Honey.
Mm-hmm. Private caller, you're on the air on the recap of 2010. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Next caller.
Next caller. So the person that just hit me up on Yahoo message and said it was a key, you don't key with me. Okay? You don't know me. You're not in my circle. Mother Yuha has been dead for over 10 motherfucking years. Don't disrespect me. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Ms. Right. You respect me as such. You call me Kelly or you don't call me nothing at all.
Mm. I know that's right. I know that's right. You said that?
Next caller, if I have one. Yeah, Sonny. Bitch, it's a whole new ball game, honey. You bitches are gonna respect me like y'all respect all the rest of the mothers in the ballroom scene, or I'm gonna send my children to attack you. Bitch. The fuck. Yes.
Kudos.
Oh my God! I'm having so much fun. I'm just having so much fun tonight. It's just everything is cute.
Well, congratulations to Naomi. Happy Legend Day, girl.
Yes, happy birthday to my daughter today. It's definitely her birthday, honey. How you doing, honey? The first legend of 2000, or the second legend.
Oh, I want to say happy birthday to my sister, Carrie Mizrahi, to my father, Tony Revlon. Yes.
Happy birthday, Grandpa. Happy birthday, Carrie. Let's go. Just the Capricorn season.
Definitely. Yeah, I said happy birthday to Tony earlier, too.
I forgot to call him. He going to read me, girl?
Oh, he going to read me, too, because I ain't call him, but I said it on the radio, but he going to read the shit out of me.
Yes, happy birthday, icon Tony Revlon. Happy birthday, legendary Carrie Mizrahi. Yes. The original Black Barbies are.
Both of y'all, happy birthday and many, many more in the year of 2010.
Yes. And I got to give a big shout out to my friend in the chat room that's hitting me up privately. How are you doing? I'm not going to put his name out there. How you doing, Eddie? He told me he'll fight for me for 2010, too. I want to give a big birthday shout out to all my Capricorns. How you doing, Capricorns? I see you.
Hey, Rhonda. Hey.
Yes. Bitch. I don't know what's going on with the girls. The girls extra time.
Just
the girls don't want to talk or nothing, honey.
They
what the fuck is going on?
Scared.
They're not scared.
Me and Lee.
They just listen. You call the line and says this. They can call in. The show you're trying to get in is full.
Bitch. It's been a lot going on, honey. Me and my children will be in the building on the 16th. I'm storming the building.
yes, everybody come out, come out, have a good time. You know, go, come here, go to Atlanta, you know, go to both, have fun.
973
I'm gonna be at both. How you doing? I'm gonna be at
both.
All right,
on. How you doing? Okay, how you doing?
651
I'm gonna try to make it down there too. I'm gonna try to make it down there too. Fred,
how you doing?
And I'm still gonna judge if I make it down there. So don't forget me, okay? Thank you.
973-651 You on the air?
Oh, hi, this is DeJuan Milan. I'm calling to say Happy New Year.
Hi, DeJuan.
Happy
New Year.
Yes, I love everybody. This show is so hot tonight. I can't go to sleep.
Oh, yes, and please, you got to look out for DeJuan and Derek Icon, DeJuan Milan and Derek Icons for March 6th.
Yes, yeah. I'm calling to just ask everybody to come on and support us. And, you know. Yeah. Happy. Hey, Andre and Kelly and Nicole and James.
Hi.
Hey.
Yes, please come and support us. We're looking forward to everybody coming out.
You telling me?
Yes, I'll be perch.
Y'all have a nice day. I'll be listening.
Okay, boy. All
right.
I'm calling in, Addy.
Okay.
You know, I got a remix to 50 Cent song, bitch.
What?
You have a baby by me, bitch, and be a millionaire. I got a remix for it, bitch. You have a baby by me, bitch, and you be on welfare. How you doing?
Who said I heard that the other day on the phone with somebody? Who was? Oh, you said that too. You said that in a Deja and quit.
Hold on, we have another caller. Private caller, you on the air on the first show recap of 2010. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air, baby.
I got it. I have a question. Father James, you explained why you made Devonna legendary. Okay, that makes sense. Can you give some insight on, like, the excuses that other people get, like they don't travel enough, or do you think those are justifiable excuses that people
no.
are told? Because, you know, some people actually, like, literally go out the way and take what other legends and icons say as
I know
words.
What you're saying.
You think
right.
those are excuses?
Right. No, well, maybe to a certain extent. I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Eric.
Eric, okay. Sometimes I do think that that might be an excuse or whatever for certain people in just not telling people, no, I don't see you to be legend or whatever like that. Because the ballroom is so universal now, you know, and we have balls in so many different places that they, you know, a lot of times they feel like if your name is not known here, there, and everywhere, you know, then you can't obtain that status because, you know, there's no such thing, quote unquote, as a local legend, you know. If your name is known throughout, this is just my opinion, you know what I'm saying? If your name is known throughout the states and, you know, you're known for this category or multiple categories of turning and stuff like that, and, you know, you put in your time and you have the amount of wins or whatever like that, and that time has come for you to be deemed legendary by all means. It's not necessarily because you have not traveled and stuff. New York is the Epcot of the ballroom scene. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of, how do you say, discriminatory towards other states or whatever like that in a sense, because it's like if you don't come to New York or if you don't come to the East Coast period to make your stamp in the ballroom, then you can't be legendary. You understand what I'm saying? Or have that status or whatever like that, you know, because New York, now Atlanta has become one of the Epcots of the ballroom scene. You know what I'm saying? Where you know, you make your name there, or Philadelphia or D.C. and Baltimore, you know, or New Jersey and stuff like that. So it gets kind of twisted or whatever like that. And, yeah, it can be an excuse or whatever. But if you're in California and you've turned it for many, many years and you've known for this category and stuff like that, and people talk about you throughout the years and you come through or whatever like that, I mean, it's always good to show your face. I've never been to California, you know what I'm saying? So I know that they don't know me out there. I don't fly. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of plays, it's like a devil's advocate with that a little bit. You know what I mean?
And I have a second question.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel as though if they had a legendary runway category, and I mean, of course, her name has come up in controversy, do you think that a judge wouldn't necessarily chop her in comparison to those who have been crowned legendary for runway in, like, let's say the last 6 months? Do you think she's really done the same thing as Keith Balenciagas or some of those people.
If do I think that she could stand next to them?
Well, not saying next to them. I guess, would you defend her if she was chopped for walking legendary?
Sure. Why would you chop her? Now, chop her only if you're chopping her on status, I would defend her. If you're chopping her on her walk, her look, her style, her presentation, no, I would not defend her. If you're chopping her on her status, yes, of course I would defend her immediately, just like I would defend anybody in their status. Because what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. If you already, it's a lot of people that I don't see that are legendary, but they have that title. I'm not going to sit on the panel and chop you because I don't think that you're a legend. You've already been given the title. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think that that's fair, you know? So if you're a legend and you know that I personally don't see you, or if you're a legend and you know some, if that, let's take her for instance. If she knows that she's been deemed legendary and she knows that 50% see and 50% don't, then she knows whoever, just like Timothy was on the line and he heard everything, he knows the next time that she comes, she has to even come better than she's been coming to make them know why she has that title and why she should hold that title. And that's all you can do. But yes, I would totally defend her if she was topped on her status, of course.
Okay, thank you, caller, for calling in. Next caller, if I have one. I'm not going no place tonight. I'm on vacation.
This
Ebony's typing 347-961. You're on the air on the first show of 2010. How you doing, Gola?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Question or comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to say something. I just wanted to know what's the question more so. Well, first of all, my name is Paxman, everybody. Nice to meet y'all. Is it possible to be a legend in one state and not be a legend in another state? Is that possible?
No, there's no such thing as a local legend.
There's no such thing as a local. So you can't be a legend in New York and not be a legend like Philly. You have to be.
If
a
you're
legend,
a legend, you're a legend,
you're
period.
A legend. Okay. Now, is Janice a legend?
Who?
Janice.
She was given the title, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because somebody told me that she wasn't a legend.
Well, Janice. But she was
that
given
argument has been over and done with.
Yeah, she's a legend. She's legendary. She's legendary
performance.
Okay, I thought so. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's a cool
deal.
Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. Next caller, if I have one.
And if you're in your own state and never travel, you call the up and coming legend. How about
okay.
that?
Okay. That's how you bring it back. Up and coming. Legendary.
Until you travel.
Oh, shit.
James.
Yes?
I have a question from somebody on Yahoo.
Okay.
They said, can you please ask James why does he deem Chap the parents?
Why don't I deem Chap the parents?
Yes.
Or why I don't have Chap the parents in my house?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Okay, this is his answer. He don't see it. Next caller, next question if I have one. Mitch, how you doing? It's
no.
2010, and I'm taking... Oh, wait, hold on. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to the new treasure snatcher of 2009, Dexter Ebony. Dexter Ebony is a treasure snatcher for 2010. Private caller, you're on the air on the new first show of 2010. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air, baby. Question or comment?
This is Eric again. Andre, you just said, like, for people who don't travel, can you actually, like, tell people where they need to travel to? Are you basically saying they need to travel to New York, or do they need to travel? Because, I mean, in the reference of Gaviana, right? I've seen her in New York, but I've never seen her anywhere else.
But I agree. To me, just like you said, he deemed her. Me and him was debating. I don't see her being a legend right now. I think the girl is phenomenal. But to me, when it comes to people traveling, I don't feel that no one should be a legend until you have conquered the cities where the major balls is completely at. And that's Atlanta, Georgia. That's New York City and Philadelphia and Chicago now. But and maybe not really L.A. because it was never really one major one there yet, period, to me. But them cities I just said – are the cities
around it. Maybe even Baltimore. It just depends on who's giving it to, you know. But
Jamal, can I ask you another question? So if you were on a panel and she walked to Legendary Runway, would you chop her for her status?
No, because he gave it to her. Out of respect from one legend to another, I'm not. Now, my own opinion of it, I'm never going to debate another legend. If someone actually gives someone something, that's what they give him. Like he said, he don't see a lot of people for certain things. We're not going to sit there and read them, adjust them for it because someone gave it to them. Respect it, move on, and keep going.
Right.
That's it. Amen.
Any other questions, caller?
And that's called the conglomerate.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Next caller, if I have one.
Let me go back to that person, though, that asked me the question. The reason why I don't see chapters, mothers and fathers for our house, because, you know, we're a small unit, you know, so it's not that many of us, you know, and it's no need to have a mother and father in this state and a mother and father in that state for such a small house, you know what I'm saying? And with us, it's, and Nicole can verify that for me. You know, with us, it's all about the fit. You have to fit here first. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you're not one of us, it's very hard to even get into the house. You know what I'm saying? So for us to have chapter parents and then have those parents in positions where you're saying somebody's a chapter parent, then they could put who they want to put in the house, and then we come around. We don't like to shun the people that's in our house and be like, oh, bitch, I don't see her. You know what I'm saying? I don't think a house should be like that. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So that's one major reason why we don't have chapter parents. And then it's three of us already, so we don't need chapters.
Yeah,
Andre, I have a question. For you from Yahoo. Can you please ask Andre who does he feel is a true legend from Detroit?
From Detroit, a true legend?
You have
Mother Gardner's Rodeo, I think, is a true legend from Detroit. Who else? I'm trying to figure out who else lives out there, but if I had to name one, she's one. She's a true legend that to me for Detroit. When you think of Detroit, period, you think of her. She has walked foot and eyewear labels in every state. And she have conquered it for years, so I say Rodeo.
Okay. Next caller, next question if I have one. We got 8 minutes left. How you doing?
Right.
You know, we have an independent house. I like that. I like the houses better.
Ooh, I waited.
Mothers, yeah.
Oh, child.
Right.
Girl, the girls are just so nosy, honey.
Right.
Well, so who's so nosy and right for what, Father? Y'all all on the radio, you right, and you say nosy. Put me on. I'm listening. I'm by myself.
I'm talking to my boyfriend.
347-590. You're on the air on the first show of 2010. How you
Charlie,
doing, Paula?
He's talking to that rich cracker.
He said hi, Nicole.
Hey.
He said that's his girl.
I have a question.
7590, you're on the air.
They have a question for Andre.
Hello, I have a question for Andre.
Yes.
Yes.
Diva Divina is walked 13 balls back to back and won, and now she's legend. Trishay Khan walked 12 balls back to back. Is she legend?
Oh.
No, and we're not talking about Trayshawn. He talk about that at the Legends Board. They're talking about the Jordan little girl who's turned it. If Trishay walks and Trishay turned it,
and Trishay hasn't won 13 balls back to back.
And then you gotta go. That question shouldn't have really been for me. It should have been for James because James deemed her. So
right.
And I know who the person that is calling. So watch yourselves. I know your voice.
Tread lightly.
I know your voice.
Let's call in a hard one.
You can.
Yes, it's a lot. It's 2010, honey.
Andre, it's not you today. It's Father.
Okay.
It's, well, I don't know about these other girls, honey.
Kelly, you gave your opinion and your approval. You love it.
No, I don't know about these other girls, honey. The only thing I know is I'm definitely the overall legendary East Coast mother, honey.
That's a lab.
definitely legendary realness, and I'm definitely legendary face, bitch. And if you girls don't see it, buy bricks and eat Cadillacs, bitch, because I'm in the motherfucking building, bitch. Honey. But on that motherfucking nigga, on that note, honey, James, please tell the girls goodnight, because I got to wrap it up.
Good night, everyone, and don't forget the Icon Bowl is January 6th. If you have to hit me up, you call me on my phone or hit me up at fathericon@gmail.com. Mother Ash, you see in person. Nicole, you hear on the radio. Good night, everybody.
Nicole, say good girl. The night is going to go.
Good night to everyone. Yes, I am the legendary one. Congratulations to Naomi. I love you so much. Happy birthday. You are now a legend. Congratulations to little girl Jordan. Wear condoms. And I'll see you here tomorrow.
Okay, I'm the legendary East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. Whatever you do, whatever park you go to, or whatever bathroom or train station you pick somebody up to tonight, honey, make sure you definitely do wrap it up and you practice safe sex. I'll be back here tomorrow night at 11 o'clock on motherfucking The Dating Game and whatever the fuck I want to do tomorrow, honey. Don't forget to visit us at www.myspace.com/TenderSops and the same thing for Twitter. And I love you all for loving me. Take it away, old blonde head queen.
Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations to the girl. Regardless if she's a legend or not, congratulations for that $500. And keep winning all your runway categories. And regardless what anybody say, you are a phenomenal young girl, and you just keep doing what you're doing, and you will make it to the top of everything that you want. A big up to the radio station, and definitely a good show today, and thank all of the listeners for calling in, and thank you, James and Kelly and everybody else for calling in, and Nicole, but definitely joining us together for this video show. And we'll definitely see y'all tomorrow on Tuesday to see what the fuck is going on. Bye-bye. Have fun. Love you all. Take care. Bye.